Hi, it's me, your pal Scott. What's going on? I've forgotten how to podcast, so I am going to defer to you, the more recent podcaster of the two of us.
I'd like to say that it's good to be back, but that would be a lie.
That's fair.
No, it's weird. It's weird to not. It definitely feels like we haven't done one in
a while.
Like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
It does.
When realistically it was just a 1 week break.
It's been like a week and a half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like way more than that. And it'll be the opposite if we record on Friday. If we record on Friday, we're like, we did this fucking yesterday.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So, two in a row.
Yeah. So as long as we can time it perfectly so that it never feels good, then I think we'll have achieved our goal.
I think it would feel a lot better if I was still 37.
Yeah. Do you remember how good it was being 37?
I do.
Yeah.
You'll learn once you get there.
I can't wait to be 37. I just can't wait to be king.
Oh, like Mufasa?
2019.
Yeah.
Or 2024. Either one's good.
If he doesn't sing that song, I'm going to be so mad. Except for I'm not going to see the movie. So I...
Didn't they do it in the 2019 one?
Not Mufasa. No, I want young...
Oh, you want young Mufasa to also sing? I just can't wait to be king.
I want it to be a lineage thing.
It's the family
song. Everyone knows. Yeah.
just greedy royals.
Yeah. It's in their DNA.
Well, they are the worst cat.
They are the most retarded cat.
Yeah.
Ah, 2 minutes in.
That's pretty early, but
you
okay.
Know what? Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
I don't even feel it anymore. Now, I've heard that you don't, let's be clear, don't want to kill yourself.
I said I don't actively want to kill myself.
But?
For two specific reasons that I can't say out loud. But?
But you...
It must be nice to be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to rest all the time.
All the time.
Just do whatever. No responsibilities.
Yeah.
No bills. Yeah.
Telephone.
No nagging.
Automo.
Automo. Yeah. Must be nice.
How jealous do you think the other members of Destiny's Child are of Beyonce?
Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams?
Yeah. Did they have a fourth?
They had a fourth one originally, but I don't.
Did she kill herself?
Oh, interesting. Beyonce made her kill herself?
Oh my God.
I mean,
we're a trio now.
I think Kelly had very moderate success for a few years.
I mean, Dilemma featuring Nelly is one of the best songs of
all
time.
It's really good. Yeah, it's great. And then she did...
And Michelle Williams is not even the best Michelle Williams.
I think she did like a bunch of like Christian gospel-y kind of stuff after
that. That sounds
band.
Right. I mean, you have to pivot after that.
That's how you get your no, what was it in South Park? What was the platinum record for Christian rock?
Ladder to Heaven.
No. I mean, what was the record made out of?
Oh.
It was...
I don't remember.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, she's got several of those. And then, Kelly did like some... like
Sacrament biscuits?
I don't know. She did some dance music in like the late... or like early teens. Like 2012, 2013.
Sorry, I heard early teens and I gained too much interest.
Oh,
my eyes glazed over.
Peaked.
I'm like, early teens, my favorite.
Always your favorite.
And by that, I mean 2012. The end of the Mayan calendar.
The end of the, when the Mayan calendar comes to a conclusion.
Yeah.
And we're all dead for 12 years. And now we're back. We're back, baby.
We're back. Hey, let's do this fairly near the beginning. I'm Scott. That's true. This is the worst year of our
bold
lives.
Move.
It is a bold move. We'll see how it plays out. This is the worst year of our lives, aka the news. Sorry, we missed you last week. Scheduling has become difficult, but
I didn't miss you.
Drew didn't miss me.
Because I was there.
Oh, Drew didn't.
I showed up.
You didn't miss the audience, or you didn't miss me? I missed you.
Well, I didn't miss them because I was with them.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I don't know if I missed you. Ask me again later.
Okay.
I'm a real eight ball today. Ask again later.
Ask again later. I'm gonna shake you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, things have been tumultuous lately, and this is a real this is our PBS telethon
episode. You know that little Dickie song, My Dick Suck?
Yeah.
My Life Suck. Dick.
Yeah, so due to details that we can't get into, things have happened that are affecting both of our livelihoods, as it pertains to wrestling. So this is, if you were thinking about giving money or making requests, this is a great time for that. 'Cause I wish I could give better details, but it's better that I don't. For
I mean, I very, very vaguely touched on it on the second episode I did of Drunken Pheasants, brag. But
did you say pheasants?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not going into too much detail because I didn't want to, like, I don't know, dox ourselves live.
That's
but
the thing.
I gave as much information as I could, but without stating direct facts.
Yeah. So, yeah, some things are up between our country and another country. And in order to do our best to fix that, requires money. So, so if anyone out there with deep or even shallow pockets is listening, this is the time to send to paypal.me/notscotthenson or paypal.me/sirensoftpaws. If you're sending for this, it's for both of us. So just send to one and make it clear it's for both. I mean, perfect world is just send the money. But if you want some sort of bang for your buck, you can, by all means do a request, $150 per, two or less hours of, viewing. And as per the bargain we have struck, we will watch and review it on a future, in a near future episode. 'Cause after next week and another week, then I think we're caught up on requests. Are all of those requests currently anime? Yes. Do your requests have to be anime?
Yes.
No, they did. Oh.
Oh.
We should have rehearsed this before. They can be, but please don't feel like they have to be. But although there was talk of one I have kind of wanted to see, Interspecies Reviewers.
Interspecies Erotica?
I mean, I think there is literally erotica in it. So, yeah. So if someone wants to do that, they could definitely do it. The Edmonton Oilers have just scored and put the score 2-0 over the Vancouver Canucks in game 4 of the
Losing to their backup, who's an AHL, career AHL goaltender. Anyways.
Who I think he's a baseball player.
He's in fact a catcher.
Like, it's basically the same thing.
You just stand there and catch the puck.
Yeah, and you know what? He's doing great.
With all of our, like, 6 shots or whatever we've got going on.
Yeah, Vancouver's a very interesting team. Like, they won last game by scoring four goals on 5 shots. So we don't get many shots in, but the ones we do usually go in. So that's something. If we can figure out a way to get, like, more shots, I think we could win the Stanley Cup. But I don't know if that's in our future, because we're a bunch of idiots. Do you like me saying we?
Oh yeah.
Here's why I say we, because
that's what sports fans do.
It is what sports fans do, but I, as not a sports fan, also feel like I can do it, because how do they refer to themselves to me? What do they call themselves? They call themselves your Vancouver Canucks and I'm you.
You.
Yeah. So,
and if there's one thing I know, you love owning people.
That's true.
Yeah.
I wish I could do it more.
You wish you could do it in the past.
Or the future, but especially the past.
No, in the future, we're going to be owned.
I know.
Full circle.
But that will honestly be fine. That will, like, I think that'll make life easier.
Are you familiar with...
I can't wait to be a slave in a Chinese prison.
You can't. Because you know why? Can't even feel the rape.
I mean, yeah, it'll be... It'll be low grade, right?
Are you familiar with, there's like a TV show on that is like this guy who brings on celebrities and looks up their, like, their family trees and their histories and stuff.
Is it called Who Do You Think You Are?
Yeah, it is. Are you, why? Because you watch it? Because your mom watches it. Because your dad watches it.
Neither I nor anyone in my immediate family has ever watched it. And I didn't even know that was the name of it. Oh. I'm just very clever.
Oh, I don't actually know.
I've heard of it. Okay. I've never seen it.
There was an episode where they did Ben Affleck, and they found out that his family owned slaves.
I think the same thing happened with Larry David.
And he did everything he could to get the episode pulled from TV. Oh, yeah,
I remember hearing about that. Yeah. Good stuff.
Very funny.
Strong stuff.
Shocker, a guy from Boston owned slaves.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
Yeah. But very funny.
I like that Boston is the south of the north.
Yeah. And worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather go to the south than Boston.
Southern racism, like, looks you in the eye when it shakes your hand.
It does.
But Boston's, like, insidious about it, but they're bad.
Yeah, that's true. They really are.
Yeah. They're every bit as racist. But,
I said, they're the only team that will call, they're the only place that will call their own players. N-word.
In a year that starts with two.
Yeah. And has a second two in it.
Yeah, you have to begrudgingly respect that.
Yep.
Wait, you think they're going to be doing it in the 2200s?
In 2200? They might.
They will. If Earth is still inhabitable, Boston will still be calling its own players racial slurs. So please send us some money. We really need it. And we would love to.
We'd love to explain to you why we need it, but we can
tell you
can't.
More individually if you're that curious and care to contact us. We just think it's best not on a more public forum. But we really do need money, and it will really, really help us, and we'd appreciate it.
And then we'll if you do help us with that. We will give you all of the clues, Mr. Policeman, as to why we needed the money.
Yeah. PayPal.me/NotScottHenson, PayPal.me/SarianSoftBuzz. Other places to do things. I'm on Twitter at NotScottHenson.
Are you on Blue Sky?
But
not anymore.
I mean, it's not gone.
No.
Jack left and
which pretty much means it's gone.
Yeah. When the founder gives up on it, it's not a great sign. So, yeah, you probably don't need to follow me at Not Scott Hansen on Blue Sky, but technically you can. So have at it. You should definitely be subscribed to youtube.com/@NotScottHenson. Click the subscribe button and the stupid bell, because subscribing does nothing. And if you'd like, another way to give money is to click the join button and become a paying member of the YouTube channel. Which, I think we have a couple new ones, because it's been 100 years since we did this goddamn show. I think we're one off of 40 members, and I don't think we were last time. I think last time our newest was Degeneracy Live, aka Drake Dragsaw, and I think we have two new since then. Yes, we do. Ken Stank and JB Hutt 09. JB Hutt was the requester of
JB Smooth?
Something large. What's a large thing we did?
A large?
I mean, a request. What's a recent request we did that was some significant
Berserk.
Amount of money? No, that's Dead Sane.
Killing Bites. No.
Maybe Killing Bites.
Killing Bites?
Maybe Killing Bites.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, I think it was, actually. So be more like them. One more of you do it, so we get to 40 members, and I think that gets us a new emote badge thing, on the YouTube. And that's my stuff. Your stuff is
Sarian Softpaws on stuff.
Sarian Softpaws on stuff.
On stuff.
Letterboxd.
Look me up. Letterboxd.
Twitter.
Instagram. PSN. I don't know why I say PSN. Yeah.
You could be gaming with Drew right now.
You could be gaming with Drew.
Drew's a professional gamer.
I actually had to play my first online game in NHL 24 because I needed it to unlock like something.
Sure.
And I've never played that game against people.
Yeah.
And
did you get tooled?
No, I did fine. Okay. But then after the fact, I saw that like his leading scorer for his team has scored 129 goals.
That's good numbers.
And I was like, oh, this guy plays a lot. And I only lost 3-1. So I was like, all right.
Respectable. Probably what Vancouver's going to lose tonight.
We'll see. Maybe 3-0. You don't know.
If it's 3-1, what do you give me?
If it's 3-1?
If Vancouver loses exactly 3-1 tonight, what do I win?
I'll let you record the rest of the podcast by yourself as a treat. As a special treat.
You will just, at the end of the third period,
talking. You can just start doing the podcast by yourself.
That's not a great treat.
I don't tell you, man. I don't make the rules.
I think we need to go over treats later.
I don't make the rules. I just
you literally just made that rule.
I just vaguely enforce them, but not very strong.
Is the second period over?
Second period is, in fact, over. And I also kind of forgot to pay attention to it because I was too busy. I know. Yeah. Thank you. I'm aware.
I'm just here to help.
Oh, you're just passing me on the information?
I'm just reporting the news. Yep. Hey, you got any other news?
I don't know, man. I realized that I haven't updated this list enough, so I was trying to do it as we went.
I see. Would you like me to briefly pause?
No, I can do stuff while we talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I just realized that some of the things that I wanted to add, I guess I didn't save it, or I don't know. Anyways, whatever, who cares?
That's been something of a mantra today.
I mean, yeah, or we can just give me another week to get this locked down.
We can if you want.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Okay. That'd be nice. We got enough things to. We got snacks to try. We've got some. Some of the most horrific news I've ever.
We got some horrific news. Can you do it for Friday?
Yeah, I can do it Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
good because I don't think I can watch the rest of Berserk for Friday. So that works out.
So here's the thing. I also found a Twitter creep of the week, but I don't know if we...
Okay, what? Don't say it's too bad.
Because yeah, no.
Based on our history, nothing is too bad.
I don't know if we really want to know...
We do.
We really don't want to encourage this kind of behavior.
Here is another piece of behavior.
Is it poop?
I've been trying to curtail. I've been lending a hand to the fine people at Nomad Complex with their Drew's making a sidearm jerk-off motion.
Yeah, real lazy, though. Let's be honest here. If I'm giving somebody a handy, it's going to be real lazy.
And, with their 6 billion ordered website relaunch Kickstarter... Hmm. Bullshit.
I would like to help. But...
And hopefully. And the sizes, they stopped.
The size queens?
They stopped selling extra small.
Okay.
Which I approve of.
Because... Well, you know why. You can probably cut out the S's and the M's as well.
Oh, no, there's plenty of S's. And there's some there's some XS's because of the twink contingent. But that's too twinky.
That's unsafe.
You're just a
little... That's unhealthy.
You're just a little boy.
You're just mostly skeleton.
So we got rid of XS. So they sell small through 4X.
Yeah.
Which, fine.
Okay.
But I have been asking them to stop selling specifically 4X tank tops. Because that is behavior I don't want to encourage.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm trying to get tank tops down to 2X. I think that's
a reasonable.
That's a reasonable limit.
That means if you want to buy the product, you're going to have to do some work. That's true.
Goal size.
Goal size.
Yeah. Look, you can have a 4X hoodie. Whatever. Use it as a tent. But you can't have a 4X tank top.
I agree.
It's an oxymoron.
I agree.
Yeah.
You're practically wearing a tarp.
Yeah.
Or a bed sheet.
Yeah. If you're wearing 4X, I don't think your first choice or even fourth or fifth choice should be tank top.
If you're wearing 4XL, I don't think you should be alive anymore. That's the only fair way to do this. If you can't fit into a 3, you have to do something drastic.
either commit Minecraft or
commit Minecraft.
Yeah. Or run afoul of a gypsy's mother and get thinner.
And get the thinner.
Yeah.
You know what? I would like the thinner because you get to eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You become a skeleton man and you accidentally kill your own family.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Did you kind of turn into a lizard in that too?
Yeah.
But I can't remember if...
You can't remember the exact situation?
If it was a dream sequence or not.
It's been way too long since I've seen
it. Someone weigh in on...
Someone pay us $150.
To watch 1996's...
Could be.
Stephen King's Thinner. Because I think someone might turn into a lizard. Or the thinner guy just imagines his friend turns into a
lizard. That could be it.
Yeah.
Either way, somebody turns into a lizard.
Yeah.
Whether it's for real or for fakesies.
Yeah, and I would like to revisit that, but not for free.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it on my own time. I'll do it on podcast
What
time.
Am I, an asshole?
Yeah, well.
Okay, wrong question.
I'm still trying to find... Because I didn't save it because I thought it was too inappropriate. So I just have to try and... I'm sure I can find it, but I just have to find... What?
Oh, also, as a result of working at... Nomad, my nose pickings have been like jet black.
Oh yeah, of course,
because of all the little lint stuff. Because it's it's almost exclusively black t-shirts and black hoodies.
I thought I was going to say all of the dust from China.
I hope it's not too much China dust because I think that kills you, right?
It's killing everybody. It's killing me just looking at you.
So this is a creep of the week. You were.
I mean, it might be creep of the year.
Okay.
But I can't. I think it's this guy. But then when I go back into his media, I can't find the thing.
It just turns out he's pretty cool.
I can't find the thing that got my attention. So if this is the gut, I really just got to find that one picture, because that one picture I was like, this guy. And then the comments.
Is it for sure media or was it like a retweet? Because that wouldn't
change. No, it was something he posted for sure. I just got to go. it is this guy for sure. I just have to find the picture because then the comments underneath were what got me. But I was like, okay. So this guy.
This is a pretty cool guy.
I mean, I guess he's living his best life, but also his best life is being a creep.
Sure.
And then when we go and visit what his likes are, we're going to find a very interesting gentleman. So
I like my gentleman interesting. If given the option of interesting or not interesting for a gentleman, I will pick interesting every time.
I mean, interesting over normal any day. But unless he deleted it because he's a coward, but maybe, maybe he got too much negative. Nope.
You got it?
Oh, I found it.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Comments. Okay.
Oh, that was a roller coaster. Guys, were you?
I
hope all of you guys were as emotionally invested in that as I was, because I was like, maybe it's gone. He's not going to find it. This segment's going to be boring. And then, bam, second encore.
Second encore. So I would like for you.
I would hit me.
To go to at Chet
Hanks
underscore
Hanks
Krez, K-R-E-S.
Chet underscore K-R-E-S, you say?
Yeah.
Chet Krez. His username is Chet K Photography. He has
photography
5,000 more followers than me.
Uh-huh.
And I have over 7,000 followers.
Good for you.
He has 12.
Good for you.
He's more than 1.5 times better than me. And
I don't think that.
Pretty great.
I don't think that. There's nobody better than you.
Aw.
I
bet you did miss me. If
photography, life.
I'm seeing
sex, nudism, whatever I like. Professional services, Columbus, Ohio. There's a Flickr.com page.
Yep.
Join December 2021.
Yep.
So if you just kind of scroll down, there's like some anti-Trump stuff. Then it just gets right into nudity.
Then a photo of two nude twins.
Yeah. But then it gets down and it's like the kicker for the Chiefs made some anti-pride comments, and then it's just like a nice picture of Ingrid Bergman from Notorious in 1946.
Yep.
And like, okay, blah, blah. So if you go into his media,
okay,
and I want you to scroll down until you find May 10th. So just go look at the ones that say 4 days next to the post. And I want you to find the one. So his big thing is colorizing
vintage nudes,
vintage nudist colony photos. Yes. And if you go down, so once you get to day four days.
Yeah, I'm at 4 days.
You know, scroll down a couple more.
There's a number of things 4 days
until you get to, I hope you see what.
He was busy 4 days ago. Okay, so let's see. I started at the bottom of 4 days ago.
He had
a small break because between the 10th and the 7th didn't post anything. So I'm at the bottom of the 10th, so I'll go up. So nude woman from behind, nude woman from the front, nude woman, a lot of bush. Another nude woman on the cover of New Zealand Naturist magazine. Mm-hmm. Three nude women, a lot of bush. Child?
Yeah. So
nudist photo, comma, restored?
Yeah.
Hashtag nudism, hashtag nudist, hashtag nudist, hashtag naturism, hashtag naturist, hashtag naturists, hashtag bear, hashtag naked, hashtag nude. You didn't include a hashtag this is child pornography.
Hashtag pedophile. So the first comment says, I'm a little on the young side, don't you think? And he said, you've obviously never been to a family nudist camp.
So he's not denying it.
No.
He's just like, this is a photo of a nude child from a family nudist colony.
Yes.
I don't like that, Drew.
So
I think we might have to cancel the podcast.
I mean, I'd be fine if we cancel the podcast right now. But then there are more people down there that are like, oh, beautiful, hard eyes. Nice. Okay with hard eyes. Very beautiful. But there's tons of it in here. But he's acting as if it is like art, right?
Yeah.
Like, so that's, and like there's women that are of all, like that are of age. There's of old ladies.
There's women of all stars and stripes.
All stars and bars are represented in these photographs. But if you go to his likes.
Oh no.
This man.
I didn't know there was more.
Is one of those guys who just likes porn.
Oh, he does like porn.
Because if you go down, there is naked women, naked men.
Oh, yeah.
Then if you go down to April 6th.
Oh, no. Oh, a little black girl?
But just like, it's a regular person. Sandwiched between a naked man wearing women's stockings and him naked.
Oh, that is
just
him.
Sandwiched in the middle is a nice picture of some little black girl. I'm so proud of my brilliant grandchild, Amara. Isn't she gorgeous? And he, you know, in the middle of liking his own nudity, just happened
his own nudity.
Seeing pictures of himself naked and going, I like this. Then you go to a little picture of a little
girl. A nice older black lady posting a picture of her granddaughter.
Like, if only that lady could see that this guy liked that photo. Like, somebody should really out
how many
him.
People oh for some reason 19,000 people have liked that photo, so I'm guessing she hasn't noticed his specific like. Why did 19,000 people like that? Did this photo go viral?
She is an artist, a deaf singer, and a chronic pain warrior. Hey, just so you know,
she has a lot of followers.
A creep liked your granddaughter's photo. You might want to like do something about it.
What do you think about chronic pain people? Do you think they all have chronic pain?
As long as the end of it isn't as bad as that movie, it's fine.
do you think they all do? Okay, how do I word this? I don't know if all of, because there's no like. Is it fibromyalgia or Epstein-Barr or both?
That Jeffrey Epstein?
Jeffrey Epstein, Roseanne Barr.
What a combo.
Writing that down.
What a combo.
I feel like for one or both of them, there's like no actual medical evidence for it besides the person saying they're just kind of achy and don't want to go to work for a while.
Well, I mean, then I guess I have it.
I believe you have it more than a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure some people have chronic pain. I don't want to like downplay that, but I don't know if everyone who says they have chronic pain
I don't know
has chronic
I don't
pain.
Know. I feel like it's easy to get away with it. I think
some people would just like to go on disability for a while or forever.
And especially because in this climate, you can't really question people.
Yeah.
But back to the guy. He's like...
Hold on, shut up for a minute. I have to write down Jeffrey Epstein Roseanne Barr syndrome.
He's all got right. like kink play, then he's got peeing.
Sure.
Then he's got trans, then he's got just him spreading his butthole.
Respect.
Oh, what is this? Why would he post this? Or why would he like this?
Look, Chet K is inscrutable. There's no accounting for...
There is a Telegram page for him.
I'm on Telegram.
I am also on Telegram. Don't try and find us, though.
Don't try and find us.
That is... I don't even know what it is. Exposed... His full legal government name, his full legal government address, or his full address, his email, his telephone number, and his Telegram that says...
Oh, I see it.
He's an officially registered ruined F-slur.
Yep.
It has his driver's license, and then him doing gross stuff to himself.
Yeah, his home address, email, phone, Telegram... Driver's license. Yeah. Like all
map to his home.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. His home on Google
photo
Maps.
Of his house.
Yeah. Just all for the purposes of like a humiliation fetish.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
And then you go down a little bit further and it's like a bearded old man who looks like Santa sucking black penises.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, and then just a nice video of James Taylor in his
James Taylor making a video in the snow.
This guy needs help. This is what Twitter has turned people into, that you can just find, you just type in Google in the search,
yeah.
Porn, and then you go, yes.
Yeah, I don't think, look.
Anything gets this guy off. Including remastered colored photos of girls at nudist camps.
No, I don't think we should have social media. Like, you're right. Like, I don't think he'd be this degenerate without this kind of access.
Exactly. Yeah. You might have vague fantasies.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're just like able to be like, hey, here's me wearing women's lingerie and spreading my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
And for everyone to see. Yeah. He like nothing apparently is off limits to this guy. And then just like somebody's nice wedding photo. And then followed up by like some BDSM play.
Yeah.
And CBT stuff. And yeah.
Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah. They got him. Yeah. Just like there is nothing that you can think of that this guy doesn't like. Drowning stuff. Yeah. Just... Bare balls, back, and butt. Just hanging out. Pregnancy stuff, feet stuff, pegging stuff. Like, yeah, again, like, he's obviously, because he's an older guy, he's, like, probably in his 60s, maybe early
70s. I can tell you exactly how old he is. I saw his driver's license. He's exactly 70 years old.
There you go. So, like, it's those kind of people who didn't get exposed to anything until, like, 2010.
Yeah.
And now they just have everything at their disposal.
Imagine, like, getting the internet in your 50s.
Yeah, right?
That's going
to
fuck you up.
As opposed to having it when you were 13 and it fucking you up.
It's a bit different.
No, it's the same.
I guess it's the same.
Everything's the same. So.
This was a mistake. Like, yeah, like, we wouldn't be doing this podcast now.
No.
But I think things would be better.
I think my general outlook on relationships and sex would be different had I not seen Cannibal Cupcake. And
that'll get you.
I can very specifically remember the very first time that I ever went on LimeWire and just typed in porn.
Just porn.
Because I'm like 13, 14. Like, I don't really.
Yeah.
And the very first beast stuff that I saw, like, it's burned in my brain. And I'll never not be able to see it. But I didn't comprehend what I was seeing.
And you'll never not be able to come without thinking about
it. If I close my eyes right now.
That's what you see.
I'm going to come. No, but like, I don't think I fully comprehended it as a 13-year-old that it was like, oh, that's a woman having sex with a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so funny.
Yeah.
That, like, it's not like we were like, you know, like my friends and I used to play a game where you would just go online and try and find the most fucked up thing you could and send to each other.
Yeah.
And like, it was never like, wow, that's really hot. That I was just like, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right, and then of course you're going online and you're like, woman has sex with elephant, woman has sex with like chimpanzee, because like you don't know. Spoiler alert: none of those were real.
Yeah, sad.
But yeah, I don't know. The internet has ruined a lot of people, especially when you're in your 50s and you're just like, oh, I can show everybody every sexual fetish I have, which by the way is all of them,
and showing people and being shamed for it is. Also
part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
Huh, Chet. Well, shout out to at Chet_KRES.
Yeah.
Your Twitter, Creep of the Week.
I guess you're living your best life, but
shine
also,
on, you crazy diamond.
Stop colorizing those, stop you creep.
Or if you do, let's meet in the middle. How about just adults?
Yeah, let's put an age cap on that.
Is that too much?
Sitting in there in Lightroom and just like brightening up the nipples, you know? You're a disgusting human being.
He spent time on the kid one, too.
He sure did.
God damn it.
They look so good because he spent so much time on them.
Look, no one's arguing that the picture's beautiful.
Well, according to the comments, beautiful and okay
heart eyes. Okay emoji, heart eyes emoji.
Yep. So, you know, it's good.
Maybe it's a psyop. Maybe it's a honey trap trying to,
they're honeypotting us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone who likes it or posts a hard eyes emoji gets put on the list.
Are they honey badgering us?
They could be honey badgering us. I mean, the one with the sharpest teeth wins. That's what Killing Bites is.
Yep.
Thanks, JB Hutt.
Yeah, that was good. Also, thank you everybody who, I mean, 37 minutes into this podcast, good work.
Good work.
For all the birthday wishes and support.
And art.
And all the art, of course. I like getting free birthday art.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dox anybody on the podcast because now I know all of your legal government names. One of the Bryans, who will always be my second or third favorite Brian.
There's room to move up.
Well, there's De Palma,
yeah,
and a second one,
Cranston.
One of the other Bryans.
What would one of our Bryans have to do to get past De Palma?
And you gotta make blowout too. Vyacheslav Barnyashev. That's right, real first name and Miro's last name. Could be a defenseman for the New York Islanders. I don't know.
Yep.
Thank you. I felt the love, and I only feel 39 now. 1 year older than I actually am. I did nicely purchase myself a ridiculous $50 copy of The Shootist, the last John Wayne movie, which I'm very happy to have. And I cheated on Scott and had Anton's, and hey,
That's not cool.
I had it on Thursday.
Yep.
It's now Tuesday.
Yep.
There's a little bit in the fridge. Think I can still eat it? There's like this much left.
You can eat it.
Okay. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have shits all night.
Yeah. But it'll be worth it because you ate delicious noodles.
I did eat delicious noodles. And then I went and saw Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and it was pretty good.
I'm going to try to name the first three chronologically,
because
they don't, it's not what you think.
No.
Because the titles do not give a good indication as to which order they happen in.
They sort of do.
Third one is War.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you got a Dawn and you got a Rise.
Yeah.
And I think it's Rise first and then Dawn.
False.
Which seems counterintuitive.
False.
It's Dawn, then Rise.
Dawn, then Rise, then War, then Kingdom.
That actually is kind of intuitive, and I thought it wasn't. Maybe it's easier than I'm making it.
Maybe. It is easier than you're making it.
I'm going to look it up.
Dawn is 11. Rise is 14. War is 18, 17, 18.
I think I saw War question mark or the one before it on my birthday.
Woody Harrelson?
Maybe Woody Harrelson.
That's the third one.
Yeah.
Was there a very...
Was it playing... Was it a July movie? Because if sure. It was, I seen it on my birthday. And I also didn't particularly care about seeing it on my birthday.
Are we in your birthday 6 months?
Yeah.
Now that mine is over?
Yeah, you're done, right? Yours was... Yours was almost a whole week ago.
Oh, I lied to you. Rise is the first.
I knew it. I knew it was. I was just looking up. I'm like, Drew's fucking wrong. I know it's counterintuitive.
But it is 11, 14, 17.
I think I saw. Now, War's release date.
Does it tell you that on Letterboxd?
Probably not. Probably not, but it does on IMDb. War for the Planet of the Apes. It came out July 14th, 2017. So I'm guessing we saw the day before screening on my goddamn birthday.
How about Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes? See that on your birthday?
No, but I did see it in the theater.
I also saw it in the theater. It's bad.
I think it's one of the worst movies I've seen.
It's pretty fucking bad.
It's here's the thing. The terrible ending colors the whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the ending is nonsense.
He traveled backwards in time back to his original Earth, but the apes had taken over from the future. What?
Yeah. Because he didn't want to do the same thing, he had to do it as the original. He had to do a different thing, but he didn't stop and think if the different thing made sense.
I would have liked it to be that Marky Mark gets back in that spaceship.
Yeah.
Somehow travels backwards in time, which I think in the science of the movie doesn't really work.
Uh-huh.
But that's what happens.
Did he get to bone Helena Bonham Carter?
No, he didn't. But she's... No, not Helena Bonham Carter. Oh, yeah. He kissed her.
Close enough. Drew, that's a form of sex.
That was also the rise.
I believe kissing is called oral sex.
Oral sex. That was also the rise of Maxim slut Estella Warren. Do you remember her? She was like only around for like a hot cup of coffee, but she was like the female lead in that. And
she was the female lead.
Well, the non Helena Bonham Carter, because she was the female human.
The non ape lead.
The non ape lead.
Who was the? There's got to be a horrible joke.
Clark Duncan.
Who was the non ape lead in Soul Plane?
Tom Arnold.
Correct answer.
Lost the train of thought.
It's the worst joke I've ever
So made. Marky Mark somehow manages to travel back in time to his home planet.
Yeah.
But so lands and nothing. Then
I'm sorry. Can we also talk about the fact that basically all time machines are also space machines, which is just as impressive?
Well, time and space. The time and space continuum.
Sure. Yeah. But like most time machines also teleport you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's enough. That's a second amazing thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's crazy.
So Marky Mark lands back on his original home planet. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then
A
few months later, he's on an airplane.
Yeah.
And there's a monkey on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And the monkey is going to hijack the plane.
Monkey's on a plane.
And Mark Wahlberg goes, not on my fucking plane. And then he takes that monkey's ass down. And that
stops Monkey 9/11.
And that's what starts the future. He stopped Monkey 9/11. But then in the future, the monkeys were so mad they couldn't 9/11 that they took over the planet.
They did a whole planet.
They did a whole planet.
Damn.
That's the real ending of Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes. Now, can you name all of the original Planet of the Apes movies?
Of course.
Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes 3.
Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Is that
Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Yep. There's at least five.
I think there's six.
If not nine.
I think there's six. Escape from, Beneath, Conquest.
Kingdom of?
That's the new one.
Is there any crossover? Because I feel like there's maybe a war or a kingdom in the old ones too.
I mean, there are two easy solutions to this. One, we look it up on the phone.
I'm looking up.
The easier solution is I go get them from behind me.
Hmm.
Because they're all together as Planet of the Apes.
Modern problems require modern solutions. I mean, I have them right here. You don't have...
Marty up!
He loves going to get his movies.
There's five.
You got the first four. Maybe in order, too. Maybe not in order.
Yeah, it's, original.
Original.
Beneath.
Beneath. Escape.
Conquest. Battle for the... And just so you know, only number one is good.
Uh-huh. Have you seen them all?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
The rest of them are very 1960, like late 60s, early 70s. Yeah,
like all the apes have sideburns.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like a lot of like very space, like sci-fi kind of like magical. But the weird thing is so Charlton Heston's in the first one.
Yeah.
And he's in the last 10 minutes of the second one.
Okay.
And he didn't want to do it. But he was like contractually obligated. Oh. So they were like, listen, you can either do the whole movie and like be the main actor and we'll pay you your whole fee. Or you do 15 minutes and we'll pay you the equivalent of 15 minutes. And he said,
15 minutes.
Got yourself a fucking
deal. That's the deal I was
waiting
for.
Got yourself a fucking deal. Because he did not want to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why. Because like the first one, like, I mean, it kind of has more cult status now, but I think at the time, like, people were like, oh, this is like a crazy concept.
Like, it made money.
Yeah, so
$6 million budget, made 33
in 1964.
Eight.
But I guess he just like
book might have been
64. I would rather promote guns
the
than
book was French.
Le planète d'Ape.
La planète des singes. Yeah, I guess he wanted to do Jesus.
Gun stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, cool guy that, Charlton Heston. I'm glad he's dead.
After he died, did we pry the gun from his cold dead hands?
Ooh, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
I bet a lot of people made that joke when he died.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
I'm like right now.
You just did?
Yep. I'll do it again.
He was a real piece of work. Real, also Charleston. Charlton Heston. What a weird name.
Not a lot of Charltons out there.
Yeah.
Or any? Is he the only one?
He's the only one.
I sometimes conflate, just based on name, him and Charles Bronson, even though one is awesome and the other seems like not a great guy.
Not a great guy. Yeah. No. And I think a lot of people mix up him and Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Because they like look similar-ish and were both like action stars in the 60s and 70s.
And handsome.
Except for Paul Newman was like the opposite, where he made like pasta sauces and loved his wife.
Yeah.
And Charlton Heston was like,
he made
guns and I don't like natives.
Yeah, he makes salsa for the homeless.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Actually, I like his pasta sauce. His pasta sauce is pretty good.
I'm a... Rouse guy.
You're ragu man.
I'm not a ragu man.
Ragu is garbage. Ragu is poor people's
ragu and
sauce.
What's the other one? Prego?
Prego?
Yeah. Garbage.
I'll get you Prego.
That's funny.
Hey, Vancouver scored.
Hey. So if Edmonton scores one more in the final,
then you get to do the rest of the podcast by yourself.
8 or 9 minutes of the game. Daddy's taking over. yeah, Ragu and Prego are dirt food.
Yeah, they're shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rouse is nice. Getting too expensive, though.
Is it?
It's $14.99 at Stong's. Sometimes it's
First of all, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Sometimes it's on sale for $13.99, which I think is just like, it's kind of spitting in your face. Like, if you're going to put it on sale for like $8 or $9.
Yeah,
bucks.
Yeah.
But, like, don't put a dollar off the already egregiously high price.
Like, cut us a deal. Cut us one deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a...
I used to be Classico.
Yeah, I'm more of a Classico guy.
Yeah, but I've gotten fancier.
They've got a nice rosé.
I've gotten fancier in my old age. Mm. I don't know if Rouse has a rosé, actually, so you might in fact want to stick with Classico.
That's why you're doing it wrong.
But I'm a Rouse Arrabbiata kind of man, which is also my order at Anton's, which I get to go to sometimes, but not on your birthday.
Not this year.
Nope.
Other years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You owe me so many. You owe me so many birthday meals.
Yeah. Well, two, and you owe me one.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But soon to be three, because it's basically my birthday already.
No, we did one.
We
did one of the two I owed you. We did one of them.
Oh, do you only owe me one?
I owe you one from before, then the one for this year, and then you owe me one for this year. Oh.
I suppose.
Uh-oh.
Oh, someone took their skate off and tried to stab someone.
Big old dust them up. Get him. Get him.
Dead air. Dead air for hockey dive. Don't worry. The game's almost over. Unless Vancouver scores and ties it up, then there'll be another 6 hours of overtime.
Yeah, it could be. We got snacks to try.
We do have snacks.
We got a Gatorade to try because we couldn't remember if we liked it.
Yep.
We could talk about
Gatorade Black Guys.
Black Guys. We could talk about terrible women doing terrible things.
It's redundant, but sure. Hey, quick check in with the audience. How are you guys enjoying the 2023 year-end wrestling awards episode?
Do you know that if we hold off for a couple more weeks and we do it in June, then that would be the second year in a row we did
in June
2023 year-end awards in June?
I think we can do it in May this
Six
year.
6 months into the year. Well, listen, it's a lot to watch.
You want to make sure you got everything.
It's a lot to watch.
I'm
where are you at on 2021s? You've watched zero.
I've watched some, but there's also a lot that I still need to watch. I didn't know I would still be working every day. And when that stops, God willing, I will have
more time
for my other endeavors. Yeah, but we'll get there. I had a nice little run of a few, and then that ended.
Oh, yeah, that was like two or three episodes ago. Yeah. And then since then, zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because the only thing is, it's been requests.
Yeah,
it's
that's true.
Time of
that's
ed. True. Yeah. Full seasons of anime is what it's been mostly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could have a chip.
Let's do some snackies. Let's do some Asian inspired chippies. Uh-oh.
Oh, I've been in the exact same position for too long and everything atrophied.
Well, that's what happens when you hit 20.
Imagine when I'm
once you hit 20, Scott, it's all downhill.
That is what they say.
This is a Lay's exclusive flavors from Korea. Flavors I'm probably familiar with because it's probably bulgogi. Except for it's
always bulgogi. Although those bulgogi ones we had were actually great.
Honey butter. Made in Canada. They don't have Lay's in the States, do they?
Yeah, they have Lay's.
Do they? Oh, okay.
They don't have Lay's in England. They have Walkers.
All right.
Yep.
Is there a nice little write-up on it? It's not. It just says buttery. Buttery
really? They don't...
and delicious.
Wouldn't, if you made a special Chinese kind of flavor for your potato chips, wouldn't you write like a fun thing on the back?
Telling inspired folks by the Orient.
Yeah.
And the slant-eyed backstabbers of the Korean Peninsula.
God damn. That is just such a fun thing to say. Slant-eyed backstabbers.
I don't even know what these will taste like.
I like honey butter. Honey butter on cornbread, amazing.
It's interesting.
On a potato? I don't know.
It smells, it's very honey.
Okay. It is honey. It tastes like honey butter. It's as advertised.
Man, not bad.
It's not bad.
Usually Lay's is like real weak on the flavoring.
Super weak.
Yeah.
This is okay. But
yeah, this is not too bad.
It tastes like honey butter.
Not too bad. I like it. Good job, Korea. North? I think he's from the north?
Probably north.
Ah.
Better work ethic.
You know why the north is better? Because they probably still have tigers.
Ah, I was going I was going to say closer to Santa.
Also?
Also true.
All right. Let's follow this one up with the...
What if there's like tens of thousands of tigers in North Korea and they're just not telling anyone?
You'll never know. You'll never know.
What are the best country on earth? We don't know.
Would you change your citizenship?
Yeah. I'd go Democratic People's Republic of North Korea.
I will say, you know what,
the country name?
The one cool thing about it.
The one? How did you narrow it down?
If you defect, they will literally go kidnap a wife for you.
That's cool.
You're like, hey, give me a Japanese woman. And then they'll go kidnap a Japanese woman and they'll make her your wife.
How about a tiger bride?
They'll get you a tiger bride.
All right.
Get you several tiger brides. There are Mormons. Well, I don't know if you know that.
Will they get me Maya?
No. Too high. First of all, Scott, too high profile. Second,
out of my league.
Way too beautiful for you.
I know.
That's the most beautiful tiger that's ever lived.
I know.
You're a close second.
Thank you.
But she's number
one.
I know. There's not Maya.
Mm-hmm.
50 feet of crap.
Yep.
You. So these ones are Doritos, inspired by Taiwan.
Oh,
but
so China.
China. Spicy garlic.
I'm just saving you.
Oh, making an apology video later.
An apology video in Mandarin that you'll have to record later.
Yeah. Which is now my mother tongue.
Yeah.
I speak mostly Mandarin and not English. Spicy garlic. Again, no write-up.
What the hell?
It just says flavors from, and then it says Taiwan.
Lazy.
Well, that's boring. Let's hope they're good.
I like spicy, I like garlic. How's the nose? How's the bouquet?
Not as strong as that one.
Okay. What are we working with? There's garlic. It's not very spicy.
Yeah, Doritos, I don't know if you know what spicy means. There's a little tingle.
But not much.
It's good, though. Sorry, right. I don't mind the flavor.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, I'm going Lay's, though.
Yeah, weirdly, I wouldn't probably go Lay's.
Yeah.
But Lay's is stronger flavor, for sure.
This one tastes more Asian. Like, I don't associate honey butter with Korea, but...
Who's to say? Yeah, they're not bad. But yeah, I definitely like the Lay's ones.
Yeah. I mean, more of them.
I'll imagine there will be more flavors. It's not just one flavor from Korea, one flavor from Taiwan. They're like, we're done. Just no meat flavors.
Is it flavors from Asia or flavors from wherever?
It just says flavor from, and then it has Taiwan printed on it.
You got something African?
Ooh.
I do not
malaria
like...
Malaria flavor?
I do not like African and Caribbean food.
Some Caribbean's okay, but not a lot of it.
Specifically...
Jerk chicken.
Specifically what they do, the spices they use on meat, I don't agree with. I don't think cinnamon or allspice should be anywhere near fucking meat.
I don't like allspice very much. I don't know if I've had a lot of cinnamon on meat.
Well, it happens in those places, and... That's why they have bad economies.
They also brought back, for a limited edition, Gatorade Black Guys. Black Guys. It's a taste of Black Guys. It is scientifically formulated to taste like Black Guys.
I love the arrogance of food and beverage manufacturers that... Just name a flavor a thing and give you absolutely no indication what it tastes like.
You know, black ice, the thing that kills people every year. Causes horrific car accidents and people crack their skulls open.
I seem to remember it was kind of citrusy or maybe not. That's where I'm at. I'm going with citrusy or maybe not. Does it taste like black ice?
Mm-hmm.
I remember it being like kind of difficult to make an identification on it.
Put your lip holes where my lip holes were. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what the fuck is this? It's just, it's Gatorade.
Blackberry?
Maybe if it is, it's not a strong blackberry. But maybe there's a berry aspect to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
Maybe it's blackberry. It's not bad.
It's no green or yellow.
It is neither green nor yellow.
Or white.
I'd say it's as good as white.
It's good. It's on par.
White's cherry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
White is one that I...
Would you say white is right?
Well, white is what God intended.
It's not wrong.
White and God intended for Gatorade to be white, not yellow.
What about black?
Certainly not black. And as you can see, there's no brown Gatorade.
Never will be.
Never will be with that attitude.
Shout out to Coca-Cola.
For making
just brown drink for 150 years. Mm-hmm. And it being the number one drink in the country.
It's how you quench your thirst.
With
I'm thirsty. Give me that brown water.
Brown fizzy sugar water. Nothing could quench my thirst better or faster.
Nope.
It's what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah.
Ah. Bread for snacks? I think that was it for snacks.
I think it's it for snacks.
Aw.
Hey, we got to go to a nice KFC. Did they have the food I wanted? No.
Of course not. Why would they?
Do you guys know how fucking hard it is to get pieces of spicy white meat chicken anywhere?
Next time, call ahead.
I guess. I feel like I shouldn't have to.
Hey, I'll be in about 30 minutes. Can you make sure there's a spicy
fire
thigh
up
and,
some,
or breast?
Fire up some breasts and wings. Spicy. Not original recipe, because it is garbage.
I don't even know the last time I had it was.
I have it once every 10 years. Original recipe KFC and mojitos for me. Every 10 years, I'm like, yeah, this seems like something I should put in me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I hate this. Fucking hate it.
I remember having a lot of Lee's chicken when I was a kid. And it was like the greasiest, like slimiest chicken you've ever had.
It's pretty good, though. I have only had Lee's chicken in Campbell River, British Columbia, 3 hours north of... So you take a ferry from here to Vancouver Island, then you drive 3 hours north, and then you teach a bunch of mentally handicapped people who work for BC Hydro to use iPhones, and you stay there for 36 hours, and you eat...
Do you set a personal record?
Campbell or was River, that Nanaimo? That was Nanaimo itself. Mm. That was straight off the ferry. And you stay there for 36 hours, and you eat every meal at Lee's Fried Chicken.
Ugh, that's a rough life.
I kind of liked it.
Did your butt hurt afterwards?
No, you know me.
No,
I have a professional butt.
You poop once a year.
Yeah.
But it's normally at my place.
Yeah. And it's just a huge black sphere.
Big, yeah. Something right out of space.
Yeah, it's a real color out of space.
It was not?
Yeah. Hmm. Did I see the premiere at TIFF with Nicolas Cage and Richard Stanley there? With Nicolas Cage cosplaying as right. Richard Stanley? Yes, I did.
That's right.
It was a fun movie.
Sorry, there's a minute 40 left in the game, so you might lose my attention here for a bit.
Drew might be slightly checked out. God damn, I hope Vancouver pulls their goalie.
They have.
And Edmonton scores, and it's 3-1. And we never have to hear Drew on the podcast again.
That's fine. I'm branching off to do my own hockey podcast anyways.
Yes! Vancouver scores!
Yes!
Well, well.
I get
2-2. As promised, 6 more weeks of winter.
And man, that's Rogers Arena. That's crazy.
Yeah, so the game is in Edmonton, but Vancouver's entire arena is filled with people watching it on TV for $100 a piece, like a bunch of fucking freaks.
I mean, yeah, kind of. You know, you can just watch it at home.
Imagine
right?
selling tickets to a hockey game that's not at your arena.
No.
And they did it.
Full.
Yeah. Sold out.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 more tickets than the AEW show I went there on Saturday.
Oh, well, I'm not going to sell Rogers Arena for...
Well, I couldn't believe they were running Rogers Arena. Because Rogers Arena is like our hockey and former basketball arena that... What is it? What does it seat for hockey? Like 16, 18?
Like, 18-ish.
Yeah, I guess close to 20.
Close to 20.
Yeah, so it would seat like 16 for wrestling. And for... Despite the quality of most of what AEW puts out, like, pay-per-views aside, I don't think they've sold more than 4,500 tickets to anywhere in the last 6 months.
It says for concerts, it seats 19,000.
Yeah.
So.
So when I heard they were running this arena, I'm like, why? So, yeah. So they have the entire upper bowl closed.
Yep.
And then most of the lower bowl that wasn't blocked by the entrance was open and, you know, three quarters full. So, it was probably 6,000 something, which is not great for Rogers Arena, but is fantastic for AEW as of late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that, probably their biggest ticket, non-pay-per-view ticket sales in 6 months, legitimately.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I guess we're a good wrestling town.
Is it the first time they've been here?
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes a difference too, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
First time towns make a difference. Yes. Come back in 4 months and see.
Oh my God, Edmonton scored.
Edmonton scored! Go! It's okay. Vancouver's got 35 seconds.
At least it's not 3-1, so I get to talk the rest of the podcast.
You do get to talk. Why'd Vancouver have to score? I could have looked so smart. If you're going to lose anyway, how come no one told Vancouver if you were going to lose anyway, why would you bother scoring that other goal?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Could've it's le- just could, insulting.
Could have let Scott just have it.
That was a sad coach.
He's going to say a slur later.
Is he a slur guy?
I think he's a Trump guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Even though he's technically Canadian, but he's been living in the U.S. for a long time.
Oh, they got him.
But I think he's a Trump guy.
It was a good shot.
Yeah, it was.
Edmonton deserves to win. Edmonton and their terrible goalie deserve to win. Their
terrible goalie and terrible defense. So I did... I needed to explain something... Good thing we're only an hour and people are still vaguely listening. I owed an explanation. To Twitter.
To whom?
To whoever was the one that needed to know the answer.
Make your explanation. I will find who you're explaining to. Drew, I've lost my phone.
Well, it seems like a you problem.
Drew, I found my phone.
Oh.
It was in the chips.
It would be... Naive Squirrel.
I know Naive Squirrel.
Naive Squirrel.
Yeah.
Who asked, there was a post that said, what is your ideal death? And I said, the Warrior's death. If you know, you know. And then they said, but what if I don't know? And I said, then too bad. The Warrior's death consists of...
Here's half of Naive Squirrel's head and his pussy.
I like it.
Cat.
Good pussy.
Second pussy.
It's a good pussy.
Yep.
Warrior's death happens to be when you find a very voluptuous...
No. We've... How many years?
I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny word to say.
How many years have we been doing this?
It's a very funny word to say.
Where I yell at you for making up words or adding letters to... Already funny enough words, although it is funnier when you add the M, but still.
A very thick-bottomed...
Rubenesque.
Rubenesque.
Ruben Studdard-esque.
Ruben Studdard-esque woman sits on your face.
Mm-hmm. Until.
But you, being a warrior, accept your fate and don't fight back.
Yeah.
And get smothered and by fat pussy lips.
To death.
Yeah. That is the warrior's death.
Yeah.
You know you're going to die, and you just take it. That is the warrior's death. So that is the way to go. Either that or death by Sasquatch, and nobody ever finds your body.
By Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Sasquatch isn't real, Drew.
They're real. Have you seen that new movie?
No.
Oh, I also haven't seen that
movie. I haven't.
Yeah, so that is that. Another thing that really grinds my gears.
Hit me.
So I don't know where how why it came up. I guess because
what's your 2023 match of the year?
Well, I'll give you one spoiler alert. It features Will Ospreay. So Scott, I know you're a big WNBA fan.
There's a WNBA now?
You're a big women's sports man. And I guess I saw it because the big woman's the woman who got drafted first overall made her WNBA debut, and I guess it didn't go great, and everybody was like, you guys are just hating on it because it's women's sports, and it's like, well, no, it's because she didn't do very well.
There was all this fanfare, and then it was underwhelming?
Correct. I don't know what made me really agitated about it, but it just remembering the fact that we traded the U.S. literally traded a war criminal who was trying to kill Americans for a female basketball player. And I'm going to use female loosely here.
Please do.
But I think, okay, here's what makes me the most angry about
this it. This is what ground your gears the most.
Yeah. And tell me if I'm being an asshole about this.
Okay.
So
you're being an asshole.
This is a woman who,
air quotes,
we had to use the U.S. had to use one of its biggest bargaining chips to get free.
Yeah.
And I would think, as someone who wants like their sport to be treated equally, or them as an athlete to be treated with respect, or on, you know, equal measures as an NBA player. I don't know, might do something in like along the lines of like being an advocate for freeing, you know, wrongfully convicted Americans abroad, or even just like any wrongfully convicted person abroad, or I don't know, like social activism, or being like out in the public eye saying like, I understand what I did to like,
you know, who's not abroad.
I like it a lot.
Sorry. I was sitting on that and had to,
but like,
but yes, I agree.
She does nothing.
No,
she's just,
does she even play basketball?
Like, yeah, I think. But just leave me alone. I just want to wrestle.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about the fact that I got.
I mean,
I got wrongfully convicted, but also, you know, you're a huge pot person and you're going to Russia. So maybe don't go to Russia.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I just feel like you have.
Isn't it you, Matt Seidel in Japan? Fucking idiot.
You fucking dumbass.
He was one third of the Never Trios champions, man.
That's true.
He threw it all away.
He gave it right to Chase Owens. But yeah, like, I feel like she has had all the opportunity in the world to be like a positive role model and spokesperson for all this stuff, and just has been nothing.
Yeah.
Now I will forgive her if she's been trans and has been playing a basketball as a woman.
Yes.
Then hero.
Then that's her contribution.
National hero.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
That you guys didn't even know that I was man playing, like, we knew.
Okay.
We've heard you speak.
We have heard you speak. We've seen your Adam's apple.
Yeah.
But more importantly, there's that footage.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of her playing basketball for like a long, there's like out on a street court.
I think it's her backyard court.
With no shirt on.
Yeah.
And it is not the torso of a woman of like of an FTM trans, a woman who had her breasts removed. Yeah. This is the torso of a biological male who never had breasts.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And this, and this pointing to myself, is the torso of a biological male who has breasts.
Here's the video in question.
Like, I mean,
shoot, and then
it's
yeah, but like, also, it doesn't seem like, let's say you are a woman.
For the sake of argument,
what is a woman?
I hope Matt Walsh found out.
It doesn't.
But the Matt Walsh from Veep and Upright Citizens Brigade. Nice Matt Walsh.
She doesn't seem like the kind of woman who would just be like shooting hoops in her backyard topless for
in video. Front of a camera.
Yeah.
doesn't make sense.
I don't know. The tattoos like do kind of, they everything lines up. Everything lines up.
Did she give us all the clues?
She gave us all the clues, Mr. Policeman. You're just not doing a very good job because your name is Harry Hole.
It's not weird in Swedish or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just the guy's name.
Yeah, but you know, it's an American movie, right? So you could just change his fucking name.
They changed Bruce Banner's name to David because it was too gay. They they couldn't change Harry Hole to
Bruce
something.
Bruce is super gay.
That was at the height of Bruce and Lance are the two gayest names.
Lance and Bruce.
In the, what, 70s, right? Those were the gay names.
Or WCW in 2000.
I don't think anyone accused Lance Storm of being gay. He's dead butch.
What about Bruce?
He was gay.
I guess Lenny and Lodi were the gay ones.
Yeah.
The West Hollywood Blondes.
Yeah, short-lived. Or to quote the late Alex Trebek, short-lived, which I never enjoyed him saying.
Oh.
Short-lived and the insane way he pronounced genre. Genre.
Well, he's from Ottawa, isn't he?
I know.
That's French Canada.
Imagine being from Ottawa. Disgusting.
Disgusting. Would never want to meet somebody from Ottawa. You're practically Quebec.
Oh, fighting words.
And as we know on this podcast, Quebec are the enemy.
They are the enemy. Certainly.
Yeah.
I'm having another honey butter lays.
You should have another honey butter lays. What grinds your gears?
State Department owes me $47 billion.
Oh.
They took my teeth. You had some news or something, didn't you?
I don't know. Did I?
Yeah. Had some wild-ass news.
You're a wild-ass...
Wildassnews.com.
You're a big-ass wild, party animal.
Wildandoutnews.com. Nick Cannon, have another kid?
Oh! Did he?
He might. Probably. He might. I don't know.
Let me look up the actual... I wonder if there's more information to that story.
Which one? Because there's a couple interesting ones.
Yeah, I know. But I want to find out if, like, was she on drugs? Was there...
Or had she just been biding her time?
Maybe. She looks a lot less normal in her mugshot than that picture we saw.
Well, because the picture is probably from a different day. The mugshot was from that night where she had...
Evening. So, a teenage girl in Brazil allegedly confesses to torturing her 5-year-old brother to death before eating a body part. Police are investigating the possibility that the crime was linked to a black magic ritual.
Ooh, nice.
Because the body was found on the floor surrounded by several candles.
Hell yeah. Brazil voodoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Macon Roque's heavily mutilated body was found by his mother on Thursday night after a relative broke into the family house in São Roque. So it's their last name and the city they live in. I don't know. Southeast Brazil to find 18-year-old Karina standing beside the child's remains. Detectives said the victim's corpse was found with grotesque injuries and the body had been badly mutilated. Sister claims she had cut off a body part and eaten it. What body part? Did she cut off a little boy's pee-pee and...
Drew, are you putting forward that this teenage girl ate her brother's penis? That mugshot does look a lot worse than the other picture of her.
According to police, the mother went shopping, leaving her son in the care of her daughter. When she returned a couple hours later, she discovered that the front door had been locked. Apparently, the accused refused to let her mother in. The desperate woman, who was only able to gain access after the door was kicked down by her brother-in-law, who lives nearby. The horrific scene was so macabre, the mother, who police have not named, although you named the daughter, so how would you do it?
Yeah.
Had to be supported by neighbors after she passed out from shock. The suspect allegedly tried to escape when her uncle and other relatives attempted to restrain her. They tried to prevent her from running, but she apparently became very aggressive and started throwing objects. The uncle was hit and injured by a stone, and she bit the family dog, which attacked her while she was being restrained by relatives. The accused allegedly attempted
admitted she lured her brother into her bedroom by pretending they were going to play a game, then suffocated him with a pillow, Chris Benoit style. It says that in the article. Preliminary examinations indicate the child was dead before the body was brutally maimed and his body parts cannibalized. Forensic investigators reportedly found a burned mobile phone, a memory card, a penknife, and a small amount of marijuana in the house.
It was the pot.
We believe the cell phone belongs
to... She went mad from pot.
Pot. Finally got her.
Yeah.
Caught up with her. We believe the cell phone belongs to the suspect and was deliberately damaged by her to possibly destroy any evidence of online contacts.
Mm.
We always control his killers. I want to know what she ate. Family members reportedly told the police the teen had never given any problems before, was quiet and reserved, and had always taken care of her brother. The suspect has been charged with murder and the attempted murder of her uncle. I think the killing and eating of the brother is enough. You don't have to throw in the attempted murder of the uncle. What about the attempted murder of the dog?
True, she bit the dog. Yeah. Maybe she's going to eat the dog.
She could have been... She's not Korean.
Oh, sorry.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact.
Pot makes you eat people.
Kids, don't... Pot, not even once.
Don't do the pot.
Yeah.
Then the other one that was also wild was... let me see here if I can... Oh, come on. Just.
You got it.
Yeah. So.
I didn't watch the last 30 seconds of the game. Did Vancouver score 2 goals?
Yeah. Hmm. They won 4-3.
Nice.
Oh, boy. This one's actually very recent. This is from like a week ago.
Well, it is the news.
Mother asks 3-year-old son to say goodbye to father, then shoots son dead soon after in murder-suicide. Say goodbye to daddy, she said. Her 3-year-old son faced his father on a mobile camera, then the mother shot the child in a ditch before killing herself. It happened in Texas. It was one day before 32-year-old Savannah Krieger was supposed to appear in court for a custody battle with her ex-husband over their son, Caden. Before the murder suicide, Krieger told her ex-husband on FaceTime that he would not have anything at all by the end of the day. The revelation comes from police as the mother and son were discovered with gunshot wounds in their heads. The incident took place, March 19th. It took many weeks for the officers to determine the final hours of the murder-suicide. A video found on her phone lasting 21 seconds showed Krieger and her son sitting in a park ditch. In the video, the woman asks the son to say goodbye to her father. Then she apologizes to him as his father wasn't there for him. She kisses the child after that. As per authorities, the mother looked for cartoon videos while sitting in the ditch where they were later found dead.
Could you have found darker news?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
That's the news, bro. News is sad. But it just makes me think of fucking Dear Zachary.
Yeah.
That movie is just fucking life ruining.
It is. And like I would think it would be something I would cry at, but that's not even like the emotion it elicited from me.
Yeah.
It was something else.
Yeah.
It was like I don't even know, but like I wasn't crying. It wasn't that kind of sad.
It was like a
disbelief sad. Yeah, yeah. Just like Jesus fucking Christ.
Like some weird detachment from.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know what Dear Zachary is, you should yourself a nice evening.
Yeah, if you don't want to wait for our 2008 list.
Yeah. Say yourself a nice evening, light some candles, dim the lights,
mm-hmm.
Get under a nice blanket,
yep.
And enjoy a lovely family romp about a loving family and their young son.
It's a good family movie.
Yeah, make sure your mom sits down and watches it with you. It was Mother's Day. Give her a late treat of Dear Zachary. Yeah, it is very much one of the most like devastatingly
yeah.
just shocking movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard to comprehend just like the chain of events that happens. And yeah, just... Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything. I want people, people to watch it. That's definitely on the list of like, watch the movie without knowing anything about it.
Yeah.
Like that, Catfish is a good one.
Tickled
is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's quite a few of those. I mean, I guess they are mostly documentaries.
Yeah.
But like it is way better to not know anything about it.
For sure.
And then just go in blind.
Yeah. I didn't know enough to be really spoiled by anything going into it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember
Great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yay. I mean, I remember the first time I saw Catfish because I'd only seen a trailer for it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was like a found footage horror.
Oh.
That's the way that it was played up, right?
Kind of was. Because
they go to the house.
Yeah.
And they're like looking in the garage and there's nobody there. There's no lights. And I was like, okay, it's just like a found footage horror, which I like.
Yeah.
Not at all.
They're like, oh, this is one of the wildest documentaries ever.
One of the craziest documentaries.
Yeah. Like my go-to crazy documentary recommendations are always Catfish and Tickled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tickled is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Just the email responses are just so perfect.
And, which are kind of what start the whole thing. But they
they brought it on themselves.
It was so avoidable.
Brought on themselves.
The whole thing was so avoidable.
We are not interested. Sorry. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're just not...
Listen here, faggot.
We're not looking to do press right now. Yeah. Thanks for your interest. Yeah. The end. End of story. Nothing ever happens. Mm-hmm. No Tickled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. respect that weird, weird, weird person.
The weirdest. Didn't he have a new thing somewhat recently?
The...
David Ferrier?
Yes, but I don't know what.
Did we know that there was a 2017 follow-up?
Yeah, I feel like whoever, because someone recommended it for probably the most recent Our Request Spectacular, but that was 100 years ago. And I think they mentioned, there's like a 2017 follow-up, because the person, I don't want to spoil stuff, dies
maybe,
and I think there's some stuff about that. I'm trying to think if I've actually watched it. It's just a short thing, right? It's like
22 minutes.
Yeah.
Ooh, this hour has 22
this hour
minutes.
Does have 22 minutes.
It's Mr. Organ. It was a 2022 movie following reports of fraudulent car clamping in Auckland. Journalist and filmmaker David Ferrier opens an investigation that pushes him to the limits of his sanity in this incredible true story of psychological warfare.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the guy is batshit insano.
Nice.
We should definitely get that for 2022.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I watched some of his Dark Tourist series.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Weird, but good.
Yeah, so what's that Tickled follow-up is?
What? The Tickle King.
The Tickle King. Yeah, I think I have it downloaded. And I don't know if I ever actually watched it. So I should probably do that. Upcoming projects. Ladies in Black, the Gary Thane story.
Who's Gary Thane?
Let's find out who Gary Thane is.
Live on air.
I like learning things on air.
What is the news?
Gary Mervyn Thane was a New Zealand bassist, best known for his work with British rock band Uriah Heep. I know Uriah Heep, so I don't know. Something about him, I suppose.
Great. Spend all of your later years making things about artists you like. Who are you, fucking Peter Jackson? Ooh, look at me. I love World War One and the Beatles. Ooh.
Fucking nerd.
You nerd.
Do Meet the Feebles too, bitch.
I don't think he could. In this day and age, in this climate,
in this economy? It would be weird. It would be really cool, actually, for Peter Jackson to do an old Peter Jackson movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know if he would even know how anymore. I feel like he's lost that part of himself.
Yeah, it's a real James Cameron.
I think you can't make the Desolation of Smaug and then make Meet Smaug. The Feebles too. How many?
Are you a big Smaug fan?
From 0 to 3, how many Hobbit movies did you watch?
Either 1 or 3, but I couldn't tell you because they all just blend together. That's fair.
I definitely watched one. I watched
one of them.
I watched the first one,
mm-hmm.
and that was enough.
And then you were like, "This is boring."
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, "This is just much worse." Lord of the Rings. I would rather just watch Lord of the Rings.
Much worse, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. One day I will. I mean, I almost did it. I want to say last January. January of 2023. Joe Biden was in office, and
for the last time.
The Rio was doing back-to-back-to-back...
Extended. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, which I don't know if I've ever seen the extendos.
I've done one time.
You've seen them all.
I've seen them all one time. I did one watch through one time
in one day.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
I think I will do that one day.
Yeah, it's a schlog.
Yeah,
but it's good though, it's right? worth it. Yeah, it's totally worth it.
What does it work out to? About 10 hours?
I think it's like 11 in a bit.
Yeah, they're each kind of 3.5.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll do it.
I think I did The Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
I started Two Towers and needed a break.
Yeah.
But then I like just did something else, didn't watch. I think played video games maybe.
You are a gamer.
And then came back to it and then finished that and then did Return of the King.
Yeah.
And I probably took a nap in there somewhere.
Sure.
So 11 hours turned into like 18 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Lord of the Rings day. Is it possible? Can you do Harry Potter in a day, or is that more of a 2-day
thing? I don't know. I don't know how many hours it is.
Full.
I've only seen 1, 2, and 3.
Harry Potter.
But I now have seen all 3 Fantastic Beasts movies.
Really?
Yep.
I've seen 0 Fantastic Beasts movies.
I like them.
Or.
Well, I like 1 and 2. 3 was fine.
Or I've seen the first one.
Oh.
But have I? You be the judge. Right, you know, give us a call live on the air. Have I seen the first Fantastic Beasts movie? Give us a call, 591-ROCK, 591-ROLL.
I'm going to say
I
have.
That's fair. That is as reasonable as saying I haven't, because I really don't know.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
And
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. And here's the secret. He's a fag.
That is the secret.
I actually watched that. We watched 2 and 3 last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Big day.
2's fine. Or 2's good. 3's whatever. It's very much a role that was designed for Johnny Depp. And Mads does his best, but it's just not a Mads role.
Was Johnny in it and has been replaced by Mads, or was he never in
it? They filmed one scene, and then because of the Amber Heard thing...
Where Johnny did nothing wrong.
Where neither of them really did anything wrong. They were just pieces of shit to each other.
I would argue one of them did something wrong.
I guess.
Only one of them pooped a bit.
He was replaced, but because he had a guaranteed contract, they still had to pay Johnny $16 million.
For nothing.
He filmed one scene.
That wasn't used.
It wasn't used, yeah.
That's good money.
And they don't say anything about why he's now all of a sudden a Danish villain.
It's a secret.
Who looks completely different. They don't mention it. They don't bring it up. There's no like, he's a shapeshifter, or you know, you everybody sees him differently. He's perspective.
He's a were-Dane. Every full moon. Damn, that not really to do with that. I just really want to watch Hannibal again.
Hmm.
It's so good. It's like the best show.
Yeah, I don't know if I got past season 1, but that's because I don't watch TV.
It's on TV, good.
It's HBO. Shut up, Scott.
It's actually NBC, which is insane.
So crazy.
It is one of not for network TV, for any television.
Yeah.
It is one of the most gruesomely violent shows of all time.
Yep.
And it was on network TV.
Yep.
God damn, it's good.
Leonardo DiCaprio is doing a North American remake of Another Round.
I heard that.
And I think it's starring Chris Rock.
I don't know if I like that.
No. Leo is acting in
it. I was going to say.
Chris Rock is directing it.
Ooh, is that better or worse?
I don't know. That is weird, though.
I was going to say, I feel like Leo should be acting in it, but I don't know about Chris Rock directing it. Well, is there a second better director named Chris Rock by any chance?
Yeah, Christian Rockefeller.
Ah, yeah. He's cool.
I don't know. Chris Rock's directing credits are one really good one and one maybe not good one.
What has he actually directed?
Head of State.
Oh, he did direct Head of State, didn't he?
Good stuff. He directed Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo.
Nice.
I definitely thought he directed Spiral.
I was thinking he did, but I remember seeing interviews with the director who also didn't seem to have a very good handle on directing in his own right.
And then Chris Rock tried to say that it was like a dark comedy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was trying to like The Room it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, guys. It's like a humorous take on the Saw movies.
No. You played it straight and it was bad.
No, Chris. You're a bad actor.
Yeah. You're
also, we all knew who the bad guy was 5 minutes in.
You told us and then pretended you didn't tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
To the point that we were all expecting a second twist at the end and then there wasn't.
Yeah. There was no second twist.
It was insane.
It was just, this guy's the bad guy. Oh, he can't possibly be.
Well, surely that's a red herring and someone else will be. Oh, no. Oh, he is just the bad guy. Interesting.
Not good.
Bold choice. No. The 8 Harry Potter movie runtime is 19 hours and 38 minutes.
There you go. You can do it.
So
that's your day tomorrow.
It's not my day tomorrow.
That's your day Saturday.
Maybe that's my day Saturday.
Do it, coward.
No, here's what I want to do. I want to watch all the 2021 movies. Then I want to watch all the 2022 movies, which is significantly less than the 2021. Then I want to watch all the Harry Potters. And then I want to watch all the Lord of the Rings. And then I want to watch, I've written them down, basically every Adult Swim show again. They're all just sitting there waiting for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name an Adult Swim show.
Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Haven't seen it.
Too bad.
Name a second one.
Aqua Team Hungry Fort.
Haven't seen it.
Damn. Well, let's go even deeper cuts. One season, 6 episode, Perfect Hair Forever.
Haven't seen it.
Xavier Renegade Angel.
Haven't seen it.
Moral Oral.
Familiar with it. Haven't seen it.
Okay. The Brack Show.
Haven't seen it.
Venture Brothers.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, there's so many. Dude, there's so many good shows. God damn it. Have you seen any Adult Swim shows?
Drawn Together.
Nope.
Oh.
Comedy Network. Tim and Eric. You've seen
Tim and Eric.
That might be the only one, actually. Damn.
And I was late to the game on it.
And you're late to the game. You hated it at first.
I didn't like it.
Yep.
But now I love it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I sing Petite Feet to myself just randomly.
Just goes.
But it's just the part of... This is what a man sounds like when he walks, and then I make the dum 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 dum. That's all I do, because I'm autistic.
Sure,
yeah, I don't think it just was not in my wheelhouse. I think
so many good shows. C-Lab 2021.
I think one time I saw.
Oh my god, it's 3 years later than C-Lab 2021. Jesus Christ!
I saw one episode, or saw a part of one episode of Squidbillies.
Yep.
And I hated it. So I was like, oh, I don't like these shows.
I'm going to go no Adult Swim forever.
Pretty much.
Also, Squidbillies is not bad.
I didn't like it. I don't know. Yeah. And I've maybe seen like a tiny, tiny bit of Aqua Teen.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't really like it.
I think you need to revisit. I'm going to say all of them.
We'll see. Are they movies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I'll get
Then you
them.
Can watch them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're a bunch of movies presented in 11-minute installments, uh-huh. But they are movies.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like chapters.
They're the length of a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robot Chicken.
There you go.
There you go. I've seen...
You've seen two Adult Swim shows.
Most of Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
Until it stopped being funny.
I wouldn't put robot chicken... Is this a bold statement? Let me think. Let me think if I'm being hyperbolic or if I mean it. Because it's very important.
Okay.
Because we're reporting the news, not the opinions, even though this is an opinion. But I want the opinion to be news and not a wrong opinion.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say it. And then if I need to retract it, because sometimes newspapers print retractions, I wouldn't put Robot Chicken in the top 25 Adult Swim shows.
That's bold.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I think I mean that.
I would put it top two.
Two? Yeah, I think you might.
Maybe one. Bold statement. Maybe number one.
It's not better than Tim and Eric.
No. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
You're crazy. It'd be two. You're talking crazy
it's
right
two.
Now.
It's two.
Yeah. So you just need to watch 23 more shows.
What's your dad like? I want to meet that dad.
I want to meet that dad. Send him links.
Send him links. Cuts that hurt.
What was there? Another, was did you have a third gruesome news, or do we have a nice like uplifting like human interest story or something?
I don't know. I can find some real quick. I want to go to Morbid Curiosity on Instagram because that's where I get all of my news from.
Find me something nice.
No, I'm gonna find you more Morbid Curiosity.
And fine, find me anything.
The other one was about that reporter lady getting
oh my god
finger arred by a bunch of yeah.
Was it finger arred or just full arred?
No, I think they said hands arred.
I don't know.
Arred,
if they did.
Arred with the hands. Yeah, I think she said they R worded her with their hands.
Oh, with their hands. Okay.
While taking photographs of their cell phones, but that's. We don't need to talk about that one.
Yeah. I guess some CBS reporter lady or something was in Egypt, and I guess a more Muslim-y part of Egypt, and word got out that she was an Israeli Jew, and then the 300 Egyptian men did what 300 Egyptian men are gonna do.
It's what they're bred to do.
It's what plants crave.
It is what plants crave. I don't know. One crazy one that I saw was this one. In 1973, Amar Barati lifted his right hand in the air and has held it up in the air for the last 50 years.
That's pretty cool.
In a testament of his devotion to the Hindu deity Shiva.
And, the destroyer.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he looks horrendous.
Wow. Oh, God. He... Put your arm down.
Put it down.
It's...
There's nothing there.
It's
there's no,
ruined.
There's no muscle.
It's just bones.
There's no muscle.
Drew, it's just bones.
Yeah, it's scary. Very scary. But I guess that's good, right? Do you want to talk about this?
How fucking cool is Shiva?
She was best. Damn. Shiva Kamini Kundra... Sundra Cumbra Kundra Cum? I don't remember. How about the second Boeing whistleblower?
Oh my god!
Mysteriously dying.
Come on, dude. That's so
funny.
Arrogant.
So funny. I mean, not funny because it's fucking scary. But
the first one was egregious.
Yeah. But it's wild that like even a company like Boeing has the power to have somebody killed.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like, okay, yeah, U.S. government, sure.
Two people
killed. Yeah. But it's just, yeah, I.
Yeah, that was nuts. I can't believe they have the balls. You sort of have to respect it.
Yeah.
That is them sending a clear message. We will kill every whistleblower.
Yeah.
No matter how many there are.
You could all whistleblow and you'll all die.
One is so different from two.
Yeah.
Because one can be isolated.
Sure.
Two is very much a pattern.
He died after a struggle with a sudden and fast spreading infection.
he died struggling with a fast and spreading gun. Huh. So they got him with one of them...
one of them space diseases that Boeing got.
One of them AIDS guns.
AIDS guns.
They have heart attack guns are a real thing, right?
Are they?
I think the military has them.
And they must.
But I can't remember if it was because, like, the military basically has all the
dumb shit that's been speculated and imagined, but like some of it is, some of it works well and some of it is kind of shitty. Because I think they actually made like a rail gun, but it was bad.
Yeah.
It's like it was inefficient.
Would you like to see an old lady in Romania trying to outrun a train?
Does she? Oh, she doesn't. Damn. She got, that old lady in Romania got plowed by a train, Drew.
Yeah, she sure did.
You didn't need to show me that.
I just think it's funny that people think they can outrun a moving train. They're like, oh, it's far away.
It do be coming fast, though.
It do be coming real fast.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any uplifting, you know, nice things to tell anybody.
Good.
Only sad, horrific things that are happening to everybody around the world.
Nice Brazilian girl eats brother.
Yeah. What's the scariest thing your child has said to you?
What?
Huh? What is the scariest thing your child has said to you? My adorable, innocent 3-year-old lovingly told me, Mommy, when you die, I'm going to keep your body so I can pet your hair.
That's nice.
I'm not a parent, but I was putting my 2-year-old niece to bed while babysitting one night when she looked over my shoulder and said, who's that?
That I don't like.
I looked behind me and said, who? She said, the man behind you. He was with you in the kitchen, too. We were the only ones in the house. I spent the rest of the evening in the living room on the one chair with its back to the wall, glancing around nervously.
Don't like it.
Mommy, the invisible man wants to come in your bedroom.
No.
Will the man in the attic come with us when we move? A few weeks after my son turned 2 years old, he told me, look, the smoke dissipates. This is not a word in our daily vocabulary.
I was going to say, 2-year old going dissipates.
So I asked him what that means, and he said, it disappears. Impressed, I asked him, where did you learn that word from? And he replied, when I was an adult. I laughed and asked him, when were you an adult? And without missing a beat, he answered, before I was born.
No. Pass.
Not my kid, but my friends. They were across the country visiting family and out for a drive. Her 4-year-old points down an old overgrown road, more of a dirt track, and said, there, that was where I used to go to school. She told him she doesn't even go to school yet. Mentioned it to her brother when they drove by another day, and he told her that well down that track used to be a schoolhouse in the 1800s. Same kid was on a walk with his mom in our town around a fairly wooded pond. She asked his mom if they could go another way. She said there was only one path and asked why. He responded, I don't like that man hanging from the tree. Needless to say, they moved away from that area very quickly. Mm-hmm. when my daughter was 3, she came home from preschool one day, and her demeanor changed the minute she came home. She became very withdrawn and looked very upset. I asked her what was wrong, and she said, the angel on the roof is angry with us.
Oh, dear.
I like this one. My 3-year-old, poop is like a fart cake.
It is.
Yeah, that's, I don't know about you. I can't sit with my back to an open room in the dark. Like the, where
I wouldn't like it,
where this couch normally is.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting this way with all of this,
with all the space behind you. It's fair.
It's like, I'm a grown ass man. I'm not afraid.
No one would ever accuse you of otherwise.
I'm not afraid of ghosts and goblins and ghouls.
Yeah.
But there is something very off-putting about being in front of something.
Yeah, I guess most of my sitting in the dark is in my room with my back literally to the wall.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I could sit there and I'd be fine because I'm in the corner.
Because you have purview of the whole
room. But, like, yeah. I definitely do not feel comfortable, like, just sitting here with, like, I'm sure. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
I think a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing with, like, I don't like going outside. Like, if it's dark here.
You're going to just stop the sentence right there.
I don't like going outside. If it's dark here, but there's a light over there, and I'm like, so it's, you know, it's light enough.
Yeah.
I really don't like that. I guess maybe I've just seen too many horror movies.
Yeah, maybe.
But, like, yeah, just like that very brief, like, you know, 10 steps in the dark.
Yeah.
I got to make real quick.
Sure.
Like real fast to get out of there.
Yeah.
Cause like, yeah, I'm not like, I don't believe in ghosts, even though I've seen stuff.
Uh huh.
I think a lot of the time your brain tricks you into thinking you see things.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's more so what it is.
I've
definitely seen things I can't explain.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have.
Yeah.
But
I don't go, there's a ghost.
Yeah, but I don't think it means ghost. I think...
ghost.
I think we'd have found one, like, conclusive instance of a ghost in the last 100 years.
But think about how long it took for the U.S. government to tell us that there were UFOs, right? Nobody could prove it, but then they were like, oh yeah, they're fucking real. Here's some footage of it. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, although you're not supposed to call them UFOs anymore.
Yeah, I can never remember what the new thing is.
Unexplained something phenomenon? No, unexplained...
I'm not gonna do it. I don't wanna have... Like, I have to put this up tomorrow morning. I don't wanna maybe have to bleep myself. I was flying real close to the sun, but...
UAP.
Unidentified Airborne Phenomena.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Good for me. Ask me that tomorrow, I will not remember.
You've already forgotten.
It's gone.
But I don't know, man. I'm not saying ghosts are real. I'm not saying zombies are real. I'm not saying goblins, ghouls.
You are saying Sasquatch is real.
I mean, I am saying Sasquatch is real.
Yeah.
I've seen them. I mean, I like the idea of forest brides. I think that's wild as shit.
That's cool.
But yeah, I think there are a lot of things that... this is the spooky podcast now. Ooh. All spooks.
Dark news.
All spooks.
No, I'm not calling it all spooks.
Oops, all spooks?
Nope, not going to do it. Spooks all news. No, it will be called dark news, and that will be
fine.
The
price of watermelon has gone down.
No!
Oh. Yeah, there. I think a lot of the time your brain wants there to be something.
Or that's just your brain's best explanation, but that doesn't mean it's the right explanation.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I've seen an old man's face. I've seen a moving, full-bodied apparition.
Interesting.
Spectre thing.
Huh.
It was all at the school, because it's all underground.
Yeah.
And it's the oldest part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes at night, I saw...
It's probably just old man Johnson trying to... I don't know, Scooby-Doo reference, you figure it out.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you rotten kids. Yeah, I saw an old man's face in a closet window that...
I don't like that.
I had headphones on.
Yeah.
It was in the costumes room, and there was a changing room in the back that had a little window in it. Mm-hmm. And I was putting a bunch of the like rental jewelry like in the little Ziploc bags like back on the wall. And I had headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like turned around to grab some stuff. And I looked up. There was a ancient-looking man looking through the window at me. But it was one of those things where you don't realize what you've seen until you, like, look away.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I look. I grab the thing. I go back and I go, what?
Double take.
And I look back. Nothing.
Huh.
And, like, there's nothing in the room, in the little window that could have been mistaken for a face.
Yeah.
Right? So there was that. And then at night, if I was there working late, I had to close up all of the studio spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a rampway down into one of the studios that had... Because the whole building used to be the, like, Canadian Heritage Museum.
Right.
And because you were there maybe... twice?
Yeah.
Because we watched the Wrestle Kingdom there.
Yep.
With the terrible projector that I had to keep moving the mouse.
That's right.
And then we were on the other side as well. So we must have watched two Wrestle Kingdoms there.
No, just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
We must have watched something else. Because we were...
Were we
in one side of the building and then a different time we were in the other side of the building?
I've maybe been in the other side to pick you up or something. Mm. But we've only ever watched one thing there. We watched Wrestle Kingdom 2019 there.
Ooh, pandemic.
No.
Pre-pandemic.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm saying, like... So, yeah, like, the building used to be the Canadian Heritage Museum. So, like, in the basement was where they had, like, recreations of, like, an Aboriginal town or, like, a village.
Mass grave under... That's news!
I don't know. Is that real, though? Or is that just from some fake right-wing grifter bullshit?
Yeah, it's probably that, but...
I haven't seen anything...
But I do like it.
I mean, I do like it, too. Well, we can quickly touch on that, too. But, yeah, so, like, they had, like, all these fake rock boulder wall stuff to replicate like cliffs and stuff. And then actors would go up there and do performances for the people that were in and whatever. And so there was like a hallway with a door, and the hallway always had lights on. And then you go up the little ramp, and there's like a slide, like electric garage door that you would close, mm-hmm. that you could only open from inside. Okay. So that just kind of kept students from like going in there and fucking around or having sex, which is what most of them did, I think.
Sure.
And so I heard.
Yeah.
I closed the door. So the only light coming into the room is through the window behind me and down the ramp. Cause then I have to walk up the ramp to close the door. Mm-hmm. And so I turn the lights off, and the light from behind the window, there's like this cliff up against the rock, and just like a full size human being figure was like, it moved very subtly. And then I backed up to turn the lights on, and like, I couldn't get it. So I turned and flicked the lights. And when I look back, nothing.
Crazy.
And there's nothing that could have been there to like mock it. But I was like, creepy. And it's lights off, go back up the ramp, whatever, close the door. No problem.
Yeah.
And then, the hallway where the costumes and the sewing room were, was like a mezzanine level that you could only get to by an elevator. And, emergency stairs, but you could only exit through that level. You couldn't go up to that level through the stairs because the door doesn't open from the outside.
Yeah.
So there'd be several times where we'd be in there and you would hear the elevator door open. You would hear footsteps start walking down the hallway. You'd look out, nothing. Huh. Or one time it sounded like somebody was like bouncing a basketball. And then we stepped out in the hallway and there was nothing. So whatever. But then the creepiest one was, so the downstairs, like where the desk was that I worked, and then the prop house. So one of the guys I was working with was in the prop house. So there's like a desk with the computer, and then it, you know, your back is to the wall, and then it's the whole prop house. And there's just rows of shelving where all the stuff is stored. And he's in there. I'm doing something. And he comes out and he's like white faced. And he goes like, I just saw something. And I go, what did you see? And he goes, just like a black thing float from like the back corner all the way out. And like, and then like there was sort of like a corner, because it used to be a parkade, and then they closed off the parkade and just turned it into the prop house. Mm. So it was just like all cement, everything, but there was like two corners.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that's weird. And then 3 or 4 hours later, I was in there doing the same thing he was doing, and I'm on the computer, and I can see like my peripherals past the top of the laptop.
Yeah.
And the shelving's like maybe 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And there was a black cloaked figure thing that floated from the corner all the way across the back and around the corner. And it was a little bit taller than the shelves.
Huh.
And I immediately, it was creepy.
Sure.
So I ran out, I was like, Mike, I just saw the same fucking thing you saw. So we told the teaching assistant that we both saw something, and she was a Mexican. And she freaked the fuck out. She went in there. She was going through a bunch of stuff. She found one of the students had obviously gone and bought one of those, like, you know, those like Jesus candles. Mm-hmm. But they bought like the opposite of a Jesus candle. So like a dark candle.
Mm.
And she was like terrified of it. So she immediately smashed it. She put it in a bag. She went all the way outside and put it in the dumpster.
Yep.
And she was like, okay, that's it. And then she like, I think she wanted to light sage or something. She said that night she had night terrors, but then the next day nothing, and then we never saw it again.
Huh.
So it was like, it was pretty weird.
That is weird. Yeah.
Like I couldn't tell you what it was, because it was my peripherals. Yeah. Like, I was looking at the screen, but definitely something in the background just like floated. And then there was another time where I was in there and I was working on the computer, and I heard a noise, like something scooted. And I was like, what the fuck? And I go around the corner, and it was students like trying to have sex in the back of the prop house. And I was like, classic. Oh, maybe that ghost was just trying to have sex in the back of the prop house, and I was the asshole.
Maybe I'm the bad guy.
Maybe I'm the bad guy. I just stopped that ghost from getting his dick greasy.
Do you listen to podcasts, or do you not, because they're not movies?
Sometimes.
You would like, it's called Radio Rental.
Okay.
It's hosted by Rainn Wilson. but he's just like the interstitial guy, but it's just like people who have seen and experienced weird, unexplainable stuff, just telling their stories.
Okay.
It's very simple premise, but yeah, there's some good, and some of it's supernatural, some of it is just like run-ins with people who like ended up being serial killers or something. Oh. And like it could have been me.
Yeah,
but there's definitely, you know, guy was like a night manager at a hotel and like
saw Ted Bundy,
like saw some shit like you saw.
Yeah.
And so like lots of stories like that, but they're very interesting stories.
Yeah.
There was one real good, because most are usually unexplained.
Yeah.
But there is one super creepy one that was explained and was creepier for the explanation.
Okay.
Cause they moved into this new house and, you know, kind of the countryside. And there's this other big old mansion, the next property over, but still a fair ways. And the woman was a girl then. And, you know, went to play in the field or whatever, and like ran upon this other kind of weird girl, but they made friends. Mm-hmm. and played and stuff. And then eventually, I guess their family visited the other house, and it was a husband and wife who, in the course of conversation, turns out they had lost their daughter. Mm. And so then he's like, oh my God, I've been playing with a ghost. Yada, yada, yada. Wasn't playing with a ghost. The creepy mother was dressing up as the daughter. Sorry to spoil one of the best radio rental stories. But
that's fine. That's awesome.
Great.
Wow.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. I listen to one that's called Bedtime Stories, mm-hmm. which is, it's a lot more like, there is a lot more supernaturally stuff. Yeah.
I mean, these are a fair amount of those.
Yeah. This one is like very much like just things from accounts from all over the world of just like.
Actual stuff that's happened
to unexplained me. Yeah. Like spooky ghouls and goblins and stuff. But so
sounds like people are stealing ideas from the dark news, but that's okay.
Possibly. The all spook news.
We're not doing it.
Oh, okay.
not gonna do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like some, I've always found that stuff very interesting. I mean, it's not like I don't really fully believe in like the.
No, it is interesting though.
Like, yeah. But yeah, there is a lot of like very creepy things. Like, there's all those people that like had encountered Ted Bundy, like in the middle of him doing his stuff.
Yeah,
but just like he just didn't do anything.
Yep.
But you're like, oh, he seemed like such a nice guy. Like, but you know that stuff's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I always, every time I'm like on Saturna, which is like the I-1 property we have, because it's so quiet,
mm-hmm.
like you can't hear anything, and it's pitch black. Like, it's kind of scary being over there. Like, I haven't been over there by myself, but I've been over there like just me and one other person, usually like a partner or whatever, and like it can be very scary.
I can see that,
just in the at nighttime, like
just black and silence.
If you step outside, you do not hear anything.
Yeah.
You maybe hear like the occasional like animal noise,
mm-hmm.
but like it is.
Is that you making the animal noise?
Well, I can't really make snow leopard noises out there.
Not with that attitude.
Not with that attitude. No, but yeah, like I think like the creepy stuff is very interesting. But
yeah.
Some like seeing those things at the school really like, and then of course like other people would tell me stories about like, oh, we were in studio, blah, 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 at like midnight. And when we turned the lights off to leave, like we heard somebody or something. And we're like, okay, like it could have been the janitors and stuff. They're like, no, we looked, it was nobody. I was like, okay, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
And like, but again, like you're underground at night, like your body's like, oh, this is scary. And then your brain's like, hey, what if a scary thing happened right now?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, a scary thing happened. You know, like there is a lot of that for sure. But I think the cool thing is that me and my worker like both saw the same thing. But of course, him saying it probably put it into my brain. Yeah. But
it's just hard to know.
It is hard to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up that news and see if it's actually a thing.
Yeah, so we might have a follow-up on the millions of dead Native children buried under residential schools in Canada, and how there, in fact, might be zero of them, but that also might be from a very right-wing news source, and there are in fact some of them and not zero.
Yeah, so the I'm getting stuff from the FraserInstitute.org.
I mean, that's not necessarily right-wing.
That said, no evidence of mass graves or genocide in residential schools. Retired Professor Jaime Rubinstein. Jaime Rubinstein.
Big fan.
And collaborators examine the evidence of the unmarked grave, such as the results of the GPR, and find there's nothing there. Journalist Jonathan Kay explains how the media got the story completely wrong.
Fraser Institute is nonpartisan.
Okay.
It's legit.
Well, then maybe...
Not guilty?
Not guilty.
Not guilty! We did it.
So,
and by we did it, we mean we didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
We killed zero native children and gave them a good education.
So in May of 2021...
Brought him up Christian.
The chief of the...
Extapalapa kettle?
TK, apostrophe.
Yep.
EML...
Tickamo.
You with a backslash.
Tickamo.
P.S.
Tickamops.
Then space.
Uh-huh.
T-E.
T.
Then space. S-E-C.
Sick.
W-E-P.
Sick web.
E-M-C.
Sick wimic.
Kamloops Indian brand. Announced that ground-penetrating radar had located the remains of 215 missing children in an apple orchard on the site of a former residential school.
Which, to be fair, is a lot.
But how do they know it's 215 just by the radar? It's not like they're, like, nicely lined up. Like, they're chucked in a hole.
Skulls.
Okay. You counted 215 skulls?
215.
Like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Child skulls.
It's like counting sheep?
Yeah.
But by the time you get to like 15,
well, they had to get a bunch of people to do it because they kept falling asleep.
Okay. 15, your turn. I'm out. Oh, you know what?
Hey, do you have any tips for trying to fall asleep? Yeah. Matter of fact, I do. Count dead native child skulls.
That is one of my favorite Mr. Bean gags. There, one where he can't fall asleep. So he pulls out an easel and a picture of a field of sheep and he starts counting them,
yeah.
But he's like losing count every time. So then he takes out a calculator and he just does like,
yeah, multiplies
and then he goes,
falls asleep.
It's my favorite Mr. Bean gags. Politicians and media seized on the announcement, and stories of massed unmarked graves and burial of missing children ricocheted around Canada and indeed much of the world. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau set the tone for the public response by offering Canadian flags to be flown at half mast on all federal buildings, thus elevating the possible burials to the status of victims of foul play and making Canada sound like a carnal house of murdered children. According to Canadian newspaper editors, the discovery of the so-called unmarked graves was the news story of the year, and the World Press Photo of the Year award went to a haunting image of a red dress hung on crosses along a roadside with a rainbow in the background, commemorating children who died at a residential school created to assimilate Indigenous children in Canada. These events created a narrative about the genocidal nature of residential schools, which were established in the 19th and 20th century by churches and the governments to educate Indigenous children and assimilate them into Canadian society. The narrative went unchallenged at first, yet substantial pushback gradually developed among a group of retired judges, lawyers, professors, journalists, and others who had careers in researching and evaluating evidence. It's no accident that most are retired, because that gives them some protection against attempts to silence them as deniers. Does it, though?
Mm.
In the words of Janis Joplin, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Okay, now this guy's talking about himself. Several
to quote Janis Joplin, I can't wait to choke on my vomit after doing 100 drugs when I'm 27.
Aww. Crash Holly.
Aww.
Several of he's talking about books that were written, but as well as others who have helped research and edit these publications, had for many years been writing for major metropolitan daily national magazines, academic journals, and university pressers and commercial publishers. However, they quickly learned that the corporate legacy of mainstream media, in addition to religious leaders and politicians, have little desire to stand up to the narrative flow of moral panic. They thus wrote about residential schools mainly in specialized journals. One essay, punch more. So yeah, the retired professor Jaime Rubenstein and collaborators examined the evidence of unmarked graves, such as the result of the GP, the ground penetrating radar.
This is the first and last time I will be supporting evidence brought forth by someone named Jaime Rubenstein.
Yep. There's nothing there.
This is a real, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. I wonder what Jaime's stance is on Palestine.
I've got a thought.
Retired professor Ian Gentles examines health conditions in the schools and shows that children were better off there than at home on reserves. Okay, now I'm really questioning this.
Where's the lie?
I mean, that's
the lie. They didn't even have language until 50 years ago.
They didn't even have running water or toilets. Or violent punishment.
we're not litigating whether the schools were good. Yeah. Are there mass graves? And we're thinking no.
I don't know. Media stories about Indian.
We're thinking not guilty.
Indian stories about, or media stories about Indian residential schools are almost always accompanied by the frightening claim that 150,000 students were forced to attend these schools, but that claim is misleading at best. Children were not legally required to attend residential schools unless no reserve day school was available, and even then the law was only sporadically enforced.
Mom just wanted the break so she could drink during the day.
I mean, I think it was pretty enforced. I don't think you can say, no, we didn't make them go. We you know, we gave them a ride there and no way back, but that was just to help them get there. Listen, we've got a job to do, and our job is to go one way with those wagons.
Yeah.
Those horses need a break.
As reparations, we're giving all African Americans 50 Mississippi Fun Bucks, which is good for any one-way bus ticket out of Mississippi.
Prior to 1990, residential schools enjoyed largely favorable media coverage, with many positive testimonials from former students.
And when has the media ever gotten it wrong?
Exactly. Never. Indeed, alumni of residential schools comprise most of the emerging First Nations elite.
Mm.
Yikes.
Seems like an oxymoron, but okay.
Well, it's always good to include like a specific ethnicity and then elite at the end.
Yeah. Well, they're not like regularly, but they're good good for them. I'm here and not guilty. Prove me wrong.
I don't know how much I believe this.
Fraser Institute is here's a nonpartisan.
Here's the conversation.com.
They're big Ingmar Bergman fans. They're big Ingmar Bergman fans?
Sure.
No. Who's the conversation?
Peter Sellers. Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
The Seventh Seal.
That is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did good today, Drew.
Thank you. I mean, we talked about it off pod, right? A couple weeks ago, where we were like, hey, whatever happened with those? Because, like, remember they were like digging up things and they were like, we're gonna find every single one literally in the country.
The flags were, because the only place I see flags is at the golf course, because it's a city golf course.
Sure.
And they were at half mast for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And like,
so you're thinking like, oh man, they must have found another one.
Literally, like, every,
like, the flag is still down.
Every golf game, like, oh man, they found another one.
Yeah, but like, they haven't said anything.
No,
like, you think it would still be like this major national.
You'd think.
Well, if they were white kids, but
sure,
I'm sure like one or two half breeds probably died. Just tell the media that.
I don't know if you should say that.
Oh, mixed face.
Perfect.
Yeah, probably some mixed-faced kids died. They're telling the media that. They'll care. But yeah, it just dropped off. They just stopped talking about it, which does lead into...
Well, it does support
bullshit.
The one side. Yeah, I am now going not guilty until proven guilty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still more of a guilty until proven guilty guy. You're guilty, I mean, and that's
with
it.
With most crimes, absolutely.
You're guilty, that's it.
But with this one, benefit of the doubt.
Man, I hate to say it, but like, Trudeau needs to lose.
No.
Dude. You know, like Pierre Pocklington, what's his name? Pierre Pavlier?
Yeah.
Pavarotti? Pierre Pavarotti?
I don't think I like Pierre Pavarotti.
I don't like him either.
And Justin's a winner.
Is he?
He's won like 8 straight elections.
I mean, he also won that boxing match.
And he won that boxing match.
Only because Braz Nux got blown up.
He gassed out a bit. But hey, a win is a win is a win. And Trudeau can't do anything but win.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like he's been prime minister for basically our entire lives.
Your life, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm quite.
Because you were born in 2015?
That's correct.
Yeah. Remember how bad it was before him? But at least our money wasn't on fire.
Yeah.
But good luck getting married, gays.
Yeah. Yeah, Because
Stephen Harper was in charge for like...
Also a long time.
12 years?
10 or 12, something like that, yeah.
And then before that was Paul Martin, who was like...
He was just there.
4?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And then, of course, before him was the greatest prime minister of all time.
Kim Campbell.
Yeah. Got to have a lady in there.
3 months.
For 3 months. I mean, like, legit.
An asterisk in history.
Yeah, real Barry Bonds in the Canadian Prime Minister Hall of Fame. I mean, of course, the greatest is, of course, Jean Chrétien.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Killer.
Yeah. He's the only acceptable French prime minister.
The only good Frenchman.
Yeah.
Pierre Trudeau can fuck off.
Get absolutely fuck off.
Yeah.
That's why this says Aïe APC.
Aïe APC.
Aïe APC.
Yep.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. We're looking at this. That's French for spicy garlic on the Doritos. And if not for just... It's so crazy that Trudeau is the worst prime minister we've ever had. I'm literally stealing a Neil Hamburger joke about George Bush.
Okay.
It's amazing that George Bush is the worst president of all time. And even more amazing that his son, George W. Bush, is the best president of all time. Exact same thing with Pierre and Justin Trudeau.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Nepotism. The only place nepotism works is politics.
Jeb.
We got to get Jeb.
Give me Jeb or give me... What's the thing? Give me some freedom or give me... Isn't there like a...
There is.
What's the saying?
I'm just letting you work it out.
Give me Jeb or give me prison.
Are you looking for give me liberty or give me death?
Hello?
I mean, that's definitely a thing. That was Patrick Henry?
Give me Jeb or give me death. Sorry, give me Jeb. Or give me death.
Exclamation mark. Give.
You know what? I'll take another run at W. Let him be in charge again.
Sure. Statute of limitations is up on war crimes.
Yeah. At least he was born in America.
Looking at you, Ted Cruz. Piece of shit. Give me liberty. Alberta. Give me death. Patrick Henry. Alberta.
Thank you. Hey.
What? You go.
How's that very feminine looking woman doing on Jeopardy?
Amy Schneider?
Yeah.
She's doing good.
Oh.
She's doing will she make the semifinals?
Didn't they have one? I saw a clip of it. Didn't they have one recently? Because Ken's still hosting.
Yep.
Where he accidentally gave away the answer to one of the questions.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, like, there was, like, a sequence of numbers in the questions, and he said the last one, and went, oops! And then the other contestants were like...
I know this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty
fun.
That was pretty funny.
Maybe it wasn't Amy Schneider, though.
What I'm trying to get at is the non-passable trans.
Yeah. Amy Schneider's passable enough. I don't know if that's who we're talking about or not.
Well, how many non-passable trans contestants on Jeopardy are there?
Well, there's 3 contestants every day, and I'd say 2 of them are usually trans.
Is that how they do it now?
Yeah. That's why I haven't been on.
It was Amy Schneider. And you're telling me Amy Schneider's passable?
I mean, not great, but she has good days and bad.
I would say it's mostly bad.
I mean, it's never great. But yeah, that's what you're talking about? Yeah. That's a bad picture. Sometimes she looks all right.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. Alex is rolling over in his grave right now.
Not on his watch.
Yeah. It's going to say something, but I don't think I should say it on the podcast, so. Granted, we are 2 hours and 20 minutes in, so.
Holy shit.
We did a good job.
We did a good job.
Considering we didn't actually do the thing we're going to do, but
we didn't do
we'll do
the
it on
thing.
Friday. We'll do it on Friday.
You're good to do it for Friday?
Yeah.
Promise?
No. You learn nothing from our friendship. I'm not promising
shit. I regrettably
Scott.
Have.
Not promising
why I'm
shit.
Asking.
I'm going to watch all of Berserk, and then I'm going to say, Scott, we were supposed to do Berserk. And you're going to go, no, we weren't. No, I can. I got some time tomorrow and Thursday.
Here's my spoiler. I cannot settle on a number two match of the year. One is good.
Sure.
And I have the 10.
Mm-hmm.
But which one is number two is causing me a great deal of grief.
It's adorable that it matters that much to you.
It's list making.
Because I'm literally just going to go randomize.
You know I put a great deal of weight on list making.
I know. You love lists. You're really good at making lists.
I'm good at
That's
lists.
That's why they hire you to be Oscar Schindler in Schindler's List. Because of your list making ability.
And also because I'm a giant Irishman who pisses his pants regularly.
He's like 70 years old. Comes with slack. It's hard to hold it in.
These were not all 70-year-old pants.
There were some 30s in there.
Yes, there were.
Is it like, do you get the thing where when if you've got to pee really bad and you get close to home and your body goes, oh, you're home, you can pee. And you're like, no, I'm not in yet. Do you ever get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, why are you trying to make me piss my pants as soon as I get home? And then you run inside, you don't pee your pants, but you poo your pants.
That's the twist. Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Owen Williams, who one time intentionally shit his pants because he was drunk walking home from the bar and he didn't think he could make it, so he just did it.
Respect.
He didn't want to spend the rest of his walk home holding it in. He just crapped his pants and then he went in directly into the shower fully clothed, and that man is a father of two now.
That shows confidence, though.
It does.
I respect that.
It does.
Good for him.
Just walked home with a poopy butt. Good for you.
Shout out. Any more dark news or are we good?
No, yeah.
I think we're probably good.
We can talk more spooks if you want.
No, we're not doing all spooks.
Oh. Oops. All spooks.
I'm not going to call it that.
You should.
I'm not. Reminder, we're in... I would describe it as semi-dire. What's the DEFCON scale? Is it 1 to 5?
1 to 5. DEFCON 4. Is there a 5?
I don't know. Look it up. This is important. I want to ask for money accurately without hyperbole.
DEFCON levels. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four?
It says 4.
Okay.
And then that's according to Wikipedia where nobody can lie. Ah, 5. 5 is fade out.
Ooh, 5 was a secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is currently at DEFCON 3 due to the conflict between Russia and the Ukraine and the rising tensions with China. The U.S. has only reached DEFCON 2 once during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, it goes... That's not the way I thought it went.
Me neither.
So DEFCON 1 is the worst.
5 is the lowest state of readiness, fade out, normal readiness.
So it's like...
DEFCON 4 is increased watching and stronger security above the regular readiness. DEFCON 3 is roundhouse kick. heightened readiness, Air Force prepared in 15 minutes. DEFCON 2, fast pace... is near nuclear war. Army ready to do something in less than 6 hours. And DEFCON 1 is cocked pistol.
Nice.
Nuclear war is very soon or has already started. The most readiness response happens right now. Damn. They're only at 4? Are they only at 3? They should be at 2. Didn't Russia just threaten to test nukes?
Probably.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Britain, fuck off.
It's interesting, like, I get it, but nuclear war has almost started, and nuclear war has already started are two very different things.
True. True.
So, okay, that's good to know. So it's the opposite of degrees of burns.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Ken or Matt? more of a Ken man than a Matt man. But...
Ken is third degree.
Yeah.
Burns.
Yeah. And Matt is one.
Yeah. I'm writing down Ken third degree burns. That tickled me just right at 2 minutes and... 2 hours and 24 minutes. Okay, so that's good to know. Now I will speak on it accurately. I would place us at DEFCON 2.
Okay.
In terms...
I agree.
...of financial need. So, paypal.me/notscotthenson, paypal.me/SarianSoftBuzz. Let's get us down to DEFCON 4. We just want we want heightened readiness. We don't want almost nuclear war. That seems fair.
I agree. I would like to not nuke Japan.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to. Trust me. Oh,
we'll do it.
Trust me. We'll do it.
We've done it before.
You know what? This time, look out Kyoto.
Oh, we're going to do it this time.
We're doing it this time.
Oh,
I don't care about your cultural center.
But it's a cultural center.